the author of. We have emerged triumphant from all our foes. Through the crucible unscathed, we passed victorious. Our trumpets pealing the glorious song. Play it, sing it, all hail Biafra.
Good evening, wonderful people, great Biafrans, wherever you are on this planet Earth. Once again, we are welcoming you to Radio Biafra Live Transmission on this very day, the third day of September in the year of our Lord 2014. The time here now is approximately 2 minutes past 7 p.m. in the evening, the same time in our beloved Biafra land. It is also 2 minutes past the top of the hour, wherever you are. We must welcome you. And as we say it here like a mantra, the more I welcome you, the more I encourage you to welcome all the people around you. Welcome friends and family. Welcome your neighbors, including the enemies of Biafra as well. Tell them that we are live. Tell them that we are on the air, that we are propagating this very message of restoration of hope to the entirety of humanity. We do so without fear before our enemies, both internal and external. We do so in the full knowledge that this is the only righteous way through which not only are we going to get Biafra, but to ensure that we ceaselessly worship Chukwu Abiama in truth and honesty. Therefore, irrespective of your residence, your place of abode, where you are sojourning on this planet we call Earth, I welcome you once again by saying good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to some of you, especially our beloved Biafrans in the far eastern part of the world. We welcome you to the only place where you can call us from one country and your voice will reverberate around the four corners of this very earth. Radio Biafra is unlike any other. We are received in almost 190 countries of the world where there are Biafrans. We are not including all the tiny islands as well scattered therein. On Radio Biafra, you will be able to be kept in touch with what is happening in our beloved Biafra land, that very holy land, that very sceptered land, that for some reason our people have desecrated, that place that have now become a harbinger of liars and deceivers and cheats. That is why we do what we do, to restore a semblance of normality, to ensure we go back from whence we came at a time when men were virtuous, when there was the prevalence of truth, when if you are honest, you get rewarded for it. Not now. The only reward you get is if you are duplicitous. We must continue. We welcome you wherever you are. If you are not listening to us via satellite, you must therefore be listening to us via our principal website, www.radiobiafra.co. If you are not on radiobiafra.co, you must have downloaded TuneIn app, or you are listening to us via TuneIn at www.tunein.com. If not that, you are on radioforest.net, www.radioforest, or one word, radioforest.net. Search for Radio Biafra. You will be listening to my voice this very minute. If you also go to BiafraRestoration.com, if you go to BiafraVoice.com, if you happen to stumble upon people of Biafra.org, indigenous people of Biafra.org, you will be able to receive us. If you go to www.ipob.org.org, you will be able to get us also. We are here every morning and every evening, except when I am traveling. But all the other times also, my able deputy chairman for will be able to anchor Radio Biafra live presentations. Therefore, I will welcome you wherever you are. And for our calls this evening, we have four ways through which you can get through to us. One is our main line itself, which is the Radio Biafra main line, which is +44 208 133 9976. I repeat, 0044 208 133 9976. You can also get through to us via +44 78 313 0836. That is the other line, because we're in the UK. That is our UK line, +44 78 313 0836. On Skype, we are coming to you via two lines, Radio Biafra and also Radio Biafra 1. Radio Biafra and Radio Biafra 1. Radio Biafra is just one word, all lower casing. Search for us on Skype. You will be able to find us. That is our ID. You try to add us, we are not duty-bound or obliged to accept you. But if you call us, we will be able to accept your call very graciously, of course. And also, we are on Radio Biafra and the figure one itself. Radio Biafra 1. All together, no space in between. If you also go there, you will be able to speak to us. And once you do so, that means the rest of humanity will be able to hear your voice, because regardless of your continent, your country, your town, your city, irrespective of where you are, as long as you have internet accessibility, as long as you have a decoder hooked up onto any satellite at all, you should be able to receive Radio Biafra. We are here, as we said, to ensure the coming of Biafra in truth and honesty, and in so doing, ensure that we educate our people, we enlighten them, we bring them to the knowledge of the Most High God, Chukwu Abiama, whom everything that we do here in the past, present and in the future, we owe all to his mercy and to his grace. Therefore, he is the only entity that we bow down to, we praise, we worship, we uplift his holy name, because he is God. Chukwu Abiama is God, and we praise him. That is why this same Biafra that we are agitating for, that we are looking for, we are going to offer up as praise, as sacrifice to the Most High God, Chukwu Abiama. That is why we must do what is right before him and before mankind as well. For through this, he will be able to find favor in our eyes and then be able to grant us our heart desire, which in our case remains the absolute and uncompromising freedom of the Republic of Biafra. That is what we are asking for. That is what we're going to get, because only he is God. As he commanded us in Exodus chapter 20, that we must not have or bow before any other thing apart from him, his holy name. That is exactly what we do here. That is why we are blessed. That is why anything we touch turns into gold. That is why we are fearless before our enemies, because this same Chukwu Abiama guards us morning, noon, and night, even against the most powerful enemies. That is why we must go forth to make sure that Biafra comes, and in so doing, our incorruptibility must be there, held up as a banner for all to see. We must remain whiter than white and whiter than snow. We must not at any time contemplate retreat. Neither should we countenance surrender. We are going to get Biafra, heaven knows, or everything in it dies off. We are going to get Biafra. And this is Radio Biafra. Of course, it is very difficult sometimes to find those of us who are serious about Biafra. Some people talk about Biafra as they once used to do in Senegal. They don't do that anymore because they were not genuine. Most of them were not genuine. They were not real at all. Now that genuine people are beginning to emerge, we are recording astonishing progress. Our march is relentless. By this time, by the grace of Chukwu Abiama, on Saturday, I will be in Sweden. I will be in Stockholm in Sweden preaching this same gospel before an international audience. That is why I must continue to tell you, to tell your people wherever they are to listen to Radio Biafra. Ask them to go and join the nearest Biafran family closest to them. Tell them that that is the right thing to do. tell them that we are going forward to get Biafra, regardless of the obstacle on the way, which we are not going to bypass. We shall meet them head on, defeat them the same way we have crushed Wazirike to the dust. That is how we defeat every enemy that will come across. That is where we derive our formidability from. Not that we are rich, of course, we're not very rich, we are very poor, as a matter of fact. But there is nothing we want to do that we have not been able to accomplish. And by His grace and His grace alone, by which I mean Chukwu Abiama, everything that we have said before us, we are bound to accomplish. And ultimately, we will be judged if Biafra comes. That is the only judgment that matters. Did these people get us Biafra? Yes or no? I want to be known as those that helped to facilitate the coming of a free and independent Biafra. I must welcome you. My name is Nnamdi Kanu, the host and director of Radio Biafra. And by the very special grace of God, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra, it is my honor, my privilege. I consider it a right to serve the people of Biafra, and I do so in truth and honesty, because only Chukwu Abiama can see the hearts of men. If I am a good person, Chukwu Abiama will make sure that Biafra comes in my time. If I am not, I will not see Biafra. It's as simple as that. But if this same God that knows our hearts, that sees what we can do morning, noon, and night, has determined that I should come, then there is no way that Biafra will not come under my watch. It is impossible. Biafra must come, because only He is God. The miracle that He's about to perform in our lives will remain forever and ever as testimony that only He is God and worthy of praise and worship. That is why we do what we do, in the full knowledge, in the absolute conviction that Biafra is here to stay and Biafra must stay. As long as we keep our hands clean, which we pray to God every blessed day to find us worthy to continue to serve Him in truth and honesty. I must welcome you wherever you are. As soon as the very eminent barrister and attorney at law is able to join us, I will not hesitate to bring the barrister to your attention. But for now, we must proceed to go and bring you our news headlines and accompanying news summary. We must also make an announcement this very day. We are congregating also, apart from Stockholm in Sweden and also Malmo in Sweden, we are meeting in Catalonia, for those of you that know, in Barcelona. We are congregating on the 10th. Our activities commences on the 11th, and that is the day that we are going to lend our support. We are going to lend our solidarity to the Catalan separatist movement. They are part of us. They support us all the time. We have our embassy in Catalonia, and we are going to be there in numbers. Everybody is invited to head all the way to Barcelona. We are making sure that accommodation will be provided. Feeding, of course, shouldn't be a problem because we are Biafrans. Everything is being done to ensure that everybody going to Catalonia, Barcelona, is catered for very, very well. We are heading there. Most of us are arriving on the night of the 10th to prepare for what is to come on the 11th. Wherever people are in danger, wherever men and women are seeking their freedom, we Biafrans are duty bound. We are obligated to go and meet them. We must continue. This is Radio Biafra. Our work is ceaseless. What we are doing is exceptional, and we must go on doing it. Some people fathered by Hausa Fulani men may not quite understand what we are doing. Those of them using the name of Biafra to serve APC, Boko Haram, Hausa Fulani interest, they are in very serious trouble. They know who they are. They can do anything they like, but they are about to, of course, they have always found out anyway, isn't it? They can copy us. They may want to sound like us, but they are not endowed, of course, because Chukwu Abiama did not ask them to come. Intellectually, they cannot do what we are doing in terms of the moral fiber, in terms of the fortitude, in terms of the resilience, in terms of the never say die attitude. They do not possess this, and for that reason, and that reason alone, they are not worthy, can never be found worthy to serve this very noble cause. Ask those that went before us. One step you put wrong and you're finished. Biafra is a holy calling. Biafra is spiritual. If you do not quite understand it, you will be in the dark. This is the only physical manifestation of the presence of the Most High God, Chukwu Abiama, upon the face of the earth. If you go and study Biafra the same way I have done for nearly 18 years, you will begin to appreciate the depth of what we are trying to accomplish here. What we are trying to do has never ever been done before in the history of mankind, to try and set a people, not just Biafrans alone, but the entire continent free from the bondage of slavery and ignorance. We bring light where there is darkness. That is why we exist. We are the salt of the earth. That is why in some villages where we come from, they are called Ihechiowa. Ihechiowa means that brings the light of the God to the entire planet earth. That is the meaning of our name. That is where we come from, the children of the light. And wherever we go to, there is light. Ihechiowa, that is the meaning of it. We bring light where there is darkness. We are the children of the Most High God, Chukwuebiama, descended direct from heaven itself. When you have villages as we do, when you come from a place called Omuezala, when you come from a place called Omuanigwe, you begin to appreciate your importance as a human being. That the fact you are born a Biafran means that you are indeed godly. Of course, most of us have strayed. We are not as pure as we are supposed to be, but we thank the Most High God for His mercy, for His grace, for His kindness towards us, that He was able to plant this very seed in our heart to go forth and do what is right before His holy name and before the entirety of mankind, which is to seek the unadulterated, uncompromising restoration of the full and absolute sovereignty of the Republic of Biafra. Therefore, I welcome wherever you are once again. The time now is standing at approximately 17 minutes past 7 p.m. here in the United Kingdom. I must welcome you wherever you are on this planet once again. And I must reiterate the numbers with which you can get hold of us this very fine evening from here. The number once again is +44 208 133 9976. I repeat, +44 208 133 9976. We have another number as well, which is our studio line here. Anytime we are in the United Kingdom, the number is +44 78 313 08 376. We are on Skype as well, Radio Biafra and also Radio Biafra One. As I said, as soon as the barrister is able to join us, I shall bring him to you, please. I have not seen any announcements on Radio Biafra London, which is the largest collection of people anywhere in cyberspace discussing one singular issue, Biafra. We are over 400,000, the largest of its kind anywhere on this planet Earth. I wonder why there is no announcement that this program is on this evening. We have so many admins working for their country on Radio Biafra London on Facebook. Why is there no announcement this very evening? I can't understand it. I have been saying it all the time. People want us to commence action, to go into phase two proper, to begin to carry out action, when people are not disciplined enough to stay on their station and do as they are told. I have said it before. There has to be a command and control. People must be able to follow very simple, tiny instructions, not throwing tantrums all the time. People must be matured enough to understand that on every blessed day that Radio Biafra is on. I can't understand it. I just cannot understand it. That is how it took us how many weeks to prop you up again to begin to tweet every Tuesday. I cannot understand how these people claim they want Biafra, will do anything for Biafra. The most mundane, simplest tasks, they find it difficult to do on a repetitive basis. I cannot begin to understand it. We do not relent. We don't retreat. We do not surrender. It means anything you are tasked to do, you keep on doing it. You keep until you must be as tough as steel. Very hard. Or else you crumble. You wilt at the slightest mishap. You run away. That was where we abandoned the war after 3 years. South Sudan fought for 30 years. For each year we fought in Biafra, South Sudan fought for 30 years. Albeit a guerrilla war. There was nothing stopping us from arming Buff, asking Buff to go into the bush and continue fighting. After 3 years, we gave up. We went back to Kaduna to go and build houses and hotels. Where are we today? They're still killing us. I don't like people who are not resilient. There must be an announcement every blessed evening on Facebook announcing that Radio Biafra PM broadcast is on. Every blessed evening, every blessed morning, there should be one for AM, one for PM, every blessed day. If people do not want to work for their country, they get away, others will do it. We're not here to beg people to work for their country. After all, we're even too much anyway. The smaller we are in number, the greater the glory. I've said that before. Nothing will stop Biafra from coming. Go and write it down on a piece of paper. Everything I have said since 2009 has come to pass. Since 2009, everything I have said has come to pass. God cannot bring us out only to disappoint us. It's not possible. It is not conceivable. I never wanted to do this. Most of us, we are very, very reluctant until it dawned on us that this is the only thing for us to do and we are doing it. If others cannot do their jobs, then there is a problem somewhere. We are not here to nurse people. We are here working with patriots. Die hard, Biafrans. You understand your duty and you do it. We can't be begging people every blessed day to do the most mundane, simplest tasks, or else you cannot be one of us. You have to do your job as you're told to do, or else you don't belong here. We are not joking. We are very, very serious. If you want to join social club, go and join People's Club. Go and join World Igbo Congress, all these useless associations bearing Igbo names. This is Biafra, for goodness sake. Not any other Biafra. This is the indigenous people of Biafra. We are different. We get results. We get things done. We have taken Biafra where no other human being has ever done before. If you sit down and catalog our accomplishments, you begin to marvel at what we have been able to do. But we are not satisfied with that. We are marching forward to make sure that Biafra independence comes. Our liberty is paramount. Only then can we be judged. Therefore, if you're asked to do something, you do it. If you grumble, you step aside. Others will do it. This is Radio Biafra, and we welcome you. I must therefore go forward to bring you the news headlines and accompanying news summary on this very day, as announced earlier, the third day of September in the year of our Lord, 2014. It is now about the ninth month following the expiration of the damnable, the abominable, the very hopeless and devilish entity called Nigeria. That very place whereby if you tender your green passport at any checkpoint in the world, there will be alarm bells ringing. Even every police officer on leave will be recalled back because they saw a Nigerian passport. That tells you how devilish that very place is. Everybody who answers to a Nigerian is a criminal. Onyoshikob, until proven otherwise. That is why we need to extricate ourselves. We need to remove ourselves from that very damnable enclave created by one single human being, Frederick Lugard. He is not God. Only God can create a nation, not man. Only Chukwu Abiama can create a nation and not man. Therefore, if you're a Nigerian, don't bother going to Yoruba churches to offer your tithes. Don't bother bowing down before a picture or any image. Go and bow before Frederick Lugard. For Frederick Lugard is indeed your God. Frederick Lugard made you. That is why you are as hopeless as you are, because you are a Nigerian. That is why your armies are deserting. That is why everybody there is a rogue. If you like, send money home and ask for a house to be built for you. And go back after 6 months and see what has happened to your money. Everybody in the zoo is a criminal. Bar none. I must welcome the very eminent barrister and attorney at law, Barrister Mamesu, who has kindly joined us this very fine evening. Barrister, if you can hear me, our people are waiting. They are all over the world in their various positions. They are referred to as Biafrans. When they meet together, we call them Biafrans in that very place where they are. But collectively, all over the world, we are known as the indigenous people of Biafra. Please, therefore, welcome our people wherever they may be. Go ahead.
Good evening, Director. I don't know if I'm on the right channel because your voice was not coming clearly on my phone.
Very right channel, Barrister. It is loud and clear. People have not confirmed or asked me to note any difficulty. Therefore, I presume that all is well from this very end. Please go ahead. The whole world is waiting and listening, and your voice is very clear.
Thank you, Director. Thank you for everything. Thank you for all that you're doing for Biafrans. And thank, of course, Chukwu Abiama is our witness. You said if you're a good man, Chukwu Abiama should crown our effort. Of course, he will crown it because you are a good man. Somebody has done something for years without any hiccup, without any regrets, without looking back. Director, you are the right man endowed to pursue this particular struggle to its logical conclusion. Therefore, you should not have any doubts. Your goodness or your rightful position in leading this particular struggle. You are the right man. And even the spirit, human beings, everybody aboard know that you are the right person. The Joshua of our time, people call, they say you are Moses. God forbid. Because Moses did not get to the promised land. Director, you will presently be before every Tom, Dick, and Harry to crown your effort of all you have done and all you are still doing. Chukwu Abiama will lead all of us into the grace land. This I commissioned, and this I believe will happen. Good evening, fellow dear friends, wherever you are, east, west, north, or south. We are here with you again this evening, as always. In the morning, we were there. This evening, we were there. In the morning, again, we'll be here, trying to restructure our people, restructure the brains of Ndikwerekwe, those who believe in Biafra. God is with us, and he will lead us to our land, the settled land, the rightful kingdom of Biafra land. We are not alien to where we belong to. It is our rightful position to seek, legally, to seek our own existence, because they have deliberately decided that we will not exist. If you believe that you will exist, so it shall be. And if we say, hey, we are running away, then of course we will run away. But I tell you, majority of us have refused to run away. We are going back home, even for those who are abroad. We will come home because we've been ordained. We have agreed, as he was saying in the book of Matthew, what has been agreed on earth is also ordained in heaven. This is our agreement. Director, I take this opportunity to thank my people, to thank everybody, those who are listening, those who are about to talk, coming to join us, those who are converging, congregating in different places of this world. We thank you for your listenership. We always believe that we are singing from the same hymn sheet. Of course, we will have some few people who will say, no, it doesn't matter. Not everybody will agree to everything. At least for those who do agree, we are walking hand in hand with all of you. And that is our pride that we are going on. We are not terrorists. We are not after anybody. We are not after any country. We just want to go home. Director, let me sound this particular note of warning or caution, if you like. I received a call yesterday from Alhaji Mohammed Oje Ghulam Kabir, if you like. We spoke with this guy some few months back, and when I heard that name, he said he's from Oje, I was doubtful. I was not impressed that somebody from a maternal home, Ocho rather, is a Muslim. Director, after inquiries, I realized that this guy has been a Muslim for the past 25 years. He's a benign Muslim. This guy knows me from Adams. He knows all my uncles, he knows my mom, he knows my dad, he knows my sisters, everybody around me. This guy, Oje Ghulam, knows after my inquiry are concluded. Now, the problem here is, fellow Biafrans, are this. He's been threatened. His life has been threatened. Radio Biafra has never appointed any single individual or group of people to pursue anybody on our behalf or to threaten anybody on our behalf. However, Radio Biafra is after the restoration of Biafra. Those who are killing us, we will kill them. Those who are after Biafrans, we will be after them. But those who are benign, those who are not after us, touch not anybody who is for Biafra. Touch not anybody who is not against Biafra or anybody who is killing Biafrans. Please, kill Biafrans. Take this note, I repeat, Radio Biafra is struggling for the restoration of Biafra. We have never appointed anybody, nor have we sent anybody, to go and threaten anybody that is a Biafra man or woman, except if this Biafra man or woman is in our way. Any Biafran who is the way of our struggle will be removed, will be eliminated. We are not shy about this. But anybody who has nothing to do with or against Biafra, please, let their peace remain with them. This, my brother from my plan home, says that I've sent people to threaten him. But the man Mizu is not against anybody who is not against Biafra. But if you are struggling to stop our struggle, yes, we will do all we could to stop you. Because we have to be alive. Dear friends, we have to live. Please, threaten the Hausa, Fulani, Boko Haram that are killing us and burning down our churches. When I spoke with this, my brother, a Muslim, he joined Muslim 25 years, just like we are Christians. He is not against anybody, just like Mohajim Alahaji, Dokobo. I had many times he threatened the Hausa, Fulani, Boko Haram, regardless that he's a Muslim. this my brother says he cannot stand by and see the Hausaful and the Boko Haram killing his people. Please, dear friends, do not threaten this guy. Do not go after his life. We did not send nobody to go after anybody. All we are doing is to get rid of the Hausaful and the Boko Haram that are killing dear friends. That is our bottom line. May God bless every individual Biafran man or woman that is of Biafran origin, that's supposed to be looked after, that's supposed to be secured. Our properties, our lives, supposed not to be touched by any human being. Because nobody created us apart from Chukwu Abiama. Therefore, all of us should remain resolute. Nobody should turn away from the originality of our pursuit. Our pursuit is to get Biafra, not to threaten anybody who is not threatening us, not to kill anybody who is not killing us. Director is so doing. This my brother will call in here today on Radio Biafra to explain himself so that we will hear from him. Good evening to all of you. Director, I'm standing by for the news and other analysis.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Barrister. But when somebody is Islam and you refer to the person as your brother, Barrister, I worry. I don't know how come you are related to somebody who is Islam. I don't know how that is possible. I do not understand. I hope you are not related to him. I pray you are not. Because Islam is against everything that we believe in. Islam is against us as a people. They have been the ones killing us. If our people are unfortunate to find themselves there, whatever they want to do, they can do. But we do not accept him. He should go and live over there. He should go and stay in the Mohammedan Emirates of the North. That is where he belongs. He should go there and stay with them. It is Islam that has been killing us. Islam has been killing us. And for that reason alone, he should go and try and stay with them. I believe in Onyenachia. But there is a saying where we come from. This man will bear the torchlight for Boko Haram to come into our territory. He is the one calling out for Islamic prayers on NTA. That has never happened before. He said he's been a Muslim for God knows how many years. How come there was never called to prayer on NTA in Owerri until this man came, until Okorocha came and empowered him to come out? Islam, Hausa Fulani way of life, is the complete antithesis of our ancient ways of life and our value system. Therefore, they can never belong with us. It is impossible. And there will be no mosque in Biafra land as Biafra comes. If you want to go and pray in a mosque, you travel to the Mohammedan Emirates of the North where you belong. They cannot have anything to do with us. 5.2 million people killed at the instigation, at the hatred, the orgy of death unleashed against our people by Hausa Fulani Islamic Boko Haram. We cannot allow them to come within us. It is not possible. This is Radio Biafra. If he wants to call Radio Biafra, he's more than welcome to do so. We are not subscribing to anybody threatening his life. We are not in that stupid, childish business of threatening people. We don't do that. What we do here is to tell you what is to come. And that thing will come. Because everything we have said, we have delivered upon it. People may fret by the side and, you know, people seeking relevance. And we should stop giving them relevance, please. There are some idiots sponsored by the zoo. We should not give them any time or space. I have seen some articles on Radio Biafra website this very afternoon, which I'm not pleased with. I don't like it. We shouldn't be giving these people space to even say anything at all. They are irrelevant. They are liars and they're deceivers. Liars in the sense that you cannot be a pilot at the age of 14. It is inconceivable. It is impossible for you to be one. Impossible. Therefore, our people must try to be slightly more reasonable. We shouldn't be reacting to every rubbish we see coming from these idiots. They are not worthy. They are not worthy at all. This is Radio Biafra. We'll continue. What concerns me the most is the caliber of people that we are dealing with. Their sincerity and honesty is what worries me, not what comes out of these idiots. That is the concern to me. We must continue to present the news headlines and accompanying news summary. Hausa Fulani Islamic terrorist Boko Haram have finally overrun. They have overcome the zoo. We reported that in the morning. We are reporting it again today, but it is not our signature headline. We are also going on to report that the poisoning of Biafrans is gathering momentum everywhere. Dangote's imported foods poison warning to all Biafrans. Our dear sister Karamon have sent us a message from Boko Haram Islam, telling us how they intend to poison us, telling us how they intend to kill all of us through Dangote. That is why these days when you go to your village, there are up to 8, 9, 10 dead bodies in the mortuaries awaiting burial. It never used to happen before. Something is responsible for the mass killing of our people going on. They kill you in the north, they blow up your churches, they come back in your villages and they poison you to death. As somebody asked today, how come there was no Ebola case in any of the neighboring states surrounding Lagos, yet there is one in Port Harcourt? That is for our people to try and find out for themselves. It is not for us. This is Radio Biafra. Our work is ceaseless. We continue to do it regardless of what future holds or portends for us, because it is the truth, it must be spoken. The whole truth and nothing but the truth. Dangote's food is also an avenue to poison our people, and we are dying in large numbers. And also on Boko Haram, Australian negotiator queries the US role. As we told you before, anything you hear on Radio Biafra is gospel. If you like, you believe. If you like, you don't. We're not begging anybody, but eventually it comes to pass. We tell you that the role of the United States of America in this whole episode of Chibok Girls is quite laughable. I am beginning to be of the conviction that this whole Chibok Girls drama, Bring Back Our Girls, was actually orchestrated by some people. Hausa Fulani in particular, to get some people from outside to intervene. I don't know for what purpose, but soon it will become apparent. Somebody is whom I consider to be very neutral is now beginning to question the role of the United States in the whole saga of Chibok Girls. Also, activities of terrorists, challenges of African leaders, according to Jonathan. Jonathan, the terrorists are in your country. Jonathan, you are the president of the zoo, where the most active Islamic movement is operating on your doorstep. I don't know why you wish to involve other African leaders. Of course, he's very inept, very, very weak, very, very decrepit. I don't know why anybody will go out to canvass for this very man to stay one more day in office, because Jonathan is a disgrace to the office of any chief executive anywhere in the world. An absolute and abject failure he is as a president. Abject failure he is. Exclusive questions that Colonel Joseph Achuzie must help these people answer. The people working for Lucha Sokolocha, for APC and for Boko Haram, using the name of Biafra. They are at it again. They no longer want to be sovereign. They are now, Biafran Federation. By federation, they mean that Biafra should federate in a Nigeria. What utter rubbish is that? Is that why 5.2 million men died? Is that why our soldiers were sacrificed in the recapture of Owerri? To try to play with words, to be very semantic about it, to pick and choose what you want here on Radio Biafra, and by extension, the indigenous people of Biafra. Either we get Biafra or death for everybody. For everybody. We promise you that. For everybody. The thing Boko Haram is bad, we are infinitely worse. The only thing is that we are not terrorists. And by the time it happens, we shall let the world know. Weak Nigerian leadership may facilitate alliance between the ISIS and Boko Haram, but we are saying that, according to an American analyst way, way, way back, Boko Haram is an offshoot of ISIS. We have made it very clear before. They started from Al-Qaeda. Most of you didn't quite know this, but do you know that when the cartoon for Mohammed appeared in Denmark, that Igbo people were killed in Kano and Kaduna? Are you aware of that? Most of you don't know this. I happened to unfortunately be in Kano. In those days, I went to go and see my cousins in Kano. Do you know that on our way coming from the airport where they came to pick me up, people started running. They said, I should run, come. That we were. I said, what nonsense is this? They said, oh, that these people that are coming, they're killing our people. I said, what for? This was happening before me. My uncle, Ojimadu, he was living then in Kano. They came, once I stepped out of the aircraft, the amount of heat that I encountered was unbelievable. People were running, and some of them were laughing, running from Hausa people chasing them. They chase you, they kill some of you, you run back to your share. Oh God, it's quite laughable. I did not wait for the next day. That same night, I took a bus out of Kano. Night bus. I headed back out to Lagos to return to London. I'm telling you what I encountered. there has been an alliance between Al-Qaeda and the Sanusi Lamido Sanusi. From time, they were the ones that formed the advance guard of Boko Haram. Hezbollah, all these useless Islamic Sharia police they have, they will continue killing. They will continue killing until the world comes to its senses that supporting Biafra is the only alternative. We reported this very morning and we are continuing this evening that Hausa Fulani Islamic terrorist Boko Haram finally overruns Bama Town. Who doesn't know that Bama Town has fallen to Boko Haram? Jonathan is now saying that, oh, Boko Haram is not an African problem. This was a man that removed Hijrika and said that the replacement of Hijrika the idiot came and said, oh, we will defeat Boko Haram before April. And he said he is going to Maiduguri to take charge of the operations in Maiduguri. He arrived in Maiduguri and Bama fell to Boko Haram. And he's an army chief of army. Is it joint chief of staff? Look at joint chiefs. All of them were in Maiduguri. They said they are going to the war theater to command the war itself, to oversee what is happening. The day they arrived, Bama fell to Boko Haram. In any other country in the world, the entire four service chiefs will be recalled to Abuja and sacked, and others appointed in their place. But being the zoo, compromise, stupidity abound. You just take your pick. You claim you are a chief of army staff. You're a general. I told people that they are not general in the war front. It's general in the office. From Ikoyi air-conditioned office to the one in Gwagwalada, from that way until Wuse Zone 8. That's how they become generals now. Has any of them seen battle before? For some of them, this is the first time they are actually going into a theater of war. But you're a general. That is why this Kenneth Minima went to Brno. He went to the theater of war, but could not prevent the fall of Bama to Boko Haram. Because I tell you, forget their uniform and AK-47. These are not born soldiers. They are not born. They are not motivated to fight. Boko Haram believes in something and is fighting for it. Now, who believes in Nigeria? Nobody. No, in fact, nobody. I wouldn't expect anybody in their right mind to believe in one Nigeria. Obasanjo believes in one Nigeria. Where are the children? Are they fighting at the war front? How many Yorubas are at the war front? One called Olukolade is at the defense headquarters talking to journalists. He doesn't fight. They said the army chiefs are going down to Brno to take charge of the operations in Brno. The day they came to take charge, on their first command, Bama fell. The zoo army. Let me tell them something. You don't need to go to Sandhurst to be a good soldier. Biafrans are about to teach them that very lesson. You don't need. You are either born a soldier or you are not. Especially in Biafra land. Soldiering or the art of war is not something you go to the classroom and start reading. Because there's a very famous saying here, I remember, during the 1990 first phase of the Iraq war. He said that most generals will tell you that at the first fire of a gunshot, every rule, everything you have learned about the military vanishes. You rely on your raw instinct. After all, why would you polish a shoe only to go to war to get it muddy once again? It doesn't hold. It doesn't hold. There is nothing you read in any tactical college, any advance. That is all bunkum. It comes down to raw instinct. Who can persevere the most? Who can take the most punishment and still emerge fighting? Boko Haram have proven that. And we give them respect for that. At least a very strong fighting unit. Where is the zoo army? They are on the run. The second time in a week, without shame, they fled into Cameroon. The entire chief of staff, Jonathan, said he's sending them there to take charge of the war. Some of them are still boasting, oh, if this thing continues, I'll go into my uniform. We are waiting for them now. Where's your uniform? Babangida and Obasanjo, where are those uniforms you said you have? The ones they trained, the ones that Babangida and Obasanjo trained, they went to Maiduguri to go and confront Boko Haram. They were there, and one of the key towns fell to Boko Haram. They now had to rely on British tornado jets to go and bomb even their own people. Because everybody's confused and very hopeless. They bombed the zoo army. If your brother or sister is in the army and they posted them to Maiduguri, please look for them. They're probably dead by now anyway. This is Radio Biafra. We'll continue our work. Hausa Fulani Islamic Boko Haram, they have overrun these very people. And rightfully so. And they need to be overrun. That is what is happening in the zoo. People without shame. We continue. Boko Haram, the Australian negotiator, queries the U.S. role. Australian negotiator Dr. Stephen Davis has raised questions over the value of the United States' involvement in Nigeria's war against Boko Haram. He has also given an insight into how the insurgents ambushed Nigerian soldiers as a result of the hostile terrain in the northeast. Davis, who was in the country for 4 months trying to negotiate the release of the kidnapped Chibok schoolgirls, told the cable news by phone from Australia that it would appear America was not sharing intelligence with Nigeria. But who will share intelligence with the people who are corrupt? Are you telling me that if you are an army officer or intelligence officer from, say, CIA or MI5 or, say, Israeli Mossad, if you want to share intelligence, you call a Nigerian soldier and give him intelligence? He will sell it immediately now. He will sell it off for money. That's the only thing to understand. Everything has to be turned into cash, into money. If I am an intelligence officer, if they say that this information may likely be shared with Nigeria, I will not give that information. Because if you have information that is detrimental to the well-being of any of your enemies, a Nigerian soldier, the so-called general, you see, the COAS, Chief of Army Staff, Joint Chiefs, rubbish, bunkum, they have nothing upstairs. They will quietly take the same secret and sell it to the highest bidder. You don't know that? They're people without shame and honor. They say that any officer of the army is known as an officer and a gentleman. Where is the gentleman that you can find in a house of Fulani man? Where is it? To keep their mouth shut. They will sell the information immediately. They will sell it. Because all of them are Boko Haram. All of them. He continued, the militants usually move in a convoy of 20 to 60 vehicles. Although they often move at night, they are now emboldened and are launching large-scale attacks in the daylight. Americans claim they are doing aerial reconnaissance. Why are they not passing the information to the Nigerian military? With this information, the Nigerian military could intercept the Boko Haram convoy before it reaches its target. Why is it that America seems to be allowing Boko Haram to get to their target and overrun cities without passing the same information? Maybe that is a conspiracy theory, not the one that we propagate on Radio Biafra. That there is an agenda to reduce the world population. I doubt how true that is. There are no corroborative evidence. Once we find one, we shall bring it to your knowledge. But I cannot understand why America claim they are coming to help the zoo. They see the movement of Boko Haram through, you can see it via satellite, actually. If you go to satellite, you can actually see their movement. Why is that information not being passed on to the zoo? Because they don't trust the military. They know that Nigerian military officers are Boko Haram members. So why give it to them? Do you see? Why give it to them? We told you so. That everything you hear on Radio Biafra is true. Initially, when we report it, you may not believe it. But over time, the truth comes to it, bubbles to the surface. It's like pure water. Aqua pure water. If you bury it, after many years, you dig it up, it's still looking at you. With even the blue thing they wrote on it, it never decays. It's there all the time looking. That is like the truth. It never goes away. It is there bubbling and simmering away all the time. Never ever goes away. This is Radio Biafra. We'll tell you the truth here. You may not like it. You may not like it, but it is the truth. I tell you that. In the wake of the kidnap of hundreds of schoolgirls allegedly kidnapped, where are the girls? What are their names? Mary Joseph, going to Islamic school, wearing hijab. Her name is Mary Joseph. Her name is Mary. Her surname is Joseph, going to an Islamic school. Does that make sense to anybody? Only in the zoo. Of course, it will make sense to monkeys in the zoo. In the wake of the kidnap of the hundreds of schoolgirls by Boko Haram in April, the U.S. had offered to help the zoo in the war against terror. It offered the zoo's military assistance in form of training, aerial reconnaissance and equipment, although without any ground troops. The United Kingdom, Israel and China also offered support, but Boko Haram has become more fierce since then, destroying villages and wreaking havoc on citizens. Why wouldn't they? What Boko Haram is doing is exactly what Nigerian government does to ordinary people. So what Boko Haram is doing is nothing new. What people are saying, what people, the whole world is saying is that because it is not Nigerian government doing the same thing, it's another group of, but everything Boko Haram is doing is what a Nigerian government does to its so-called citizens. There's no difference. Nigerian government, they kill you. If you say anything critical, they send assassins to you, they send soldiers to come and kill you. Is that not what Boko Haram is doing?
They burn down villages. Is that not what they're doing to Igbo businesses in Lagos? Don't they go and burn Igbo? Yorubas go and burn Igbo businesses down. They give them quick notice if they say that they burn it down. Is it not what they're doing? Are they not rendering people destitute? Did Yorubas not deport Igbo people back to Niger Bridge? Did it not happen? So what are we... What Boko Haram is doing... Boko Haram reminds me of Sani Abacha. Do you know why I like Sani Abacha? It's because Sani Abacha is the only person that encapsulates what it means to be a Nigerian. Greed, wickedness, and evil. That's I supported Sani Abacha, his regime, because he was Sani Abacha. If you're looking at him, you are looking at Nigeria. He typifies a typical Nigerian, if something like that. The typification of the quintessential Nigerian, Sani Abacha, in all his evil. In all his evil. That's why I liked him. And most people didn't actually like him. But the man was very honest. He was a criminal, but he was honest. He was a brutal dictator. At least he was honest about it. Unlike Obasanjo and those that will tell you, did Obasanjo not bomb Odi? What is happening today? It has been Obasanjo. Remember Zaki Biam destroyed. Remember Odi destroyed from the air. That same Nigerian Air Force that bombed Biafra land, that bombed Odi, they're nowhere to be found to go and bomb Boko Haram in the north. What Boko Haram is doing has been done before by the Nigerian government. Don't they know that? It has been done before. Yet we continue to deceive ourselves. And we cannot do that any longer. Military action alone cannot defeat the insurgency of Boko Haram. Did I not tell you that? You know that our people claim they go to school. Most people who are black, you know these monkeys from Africa who can't reason properly, they say, oh, because I can read and write, I have PhD, that means I'm intelligent. No, you're not intelligent because you are not discerning enough. Your brain cannot process information and utilize it effectively. Because if your brains did, you will know that the type of insurgency being waged by Boko Haram can never ever be defeated. That's number one. Number two, they did not tell you that Russia tried to defeat them and failed in Afghanistan, the first phase. America tried in Afghanistan and failed. America had to go to Qatar to open an office begging Taliban to come and negotiate with them. But the world will not tell you that, will they? America failed in Iraq and had to run away from Iraq. That is why ISIS is taking over. But they will not tell you that, will they? They won't. Before Boko Haram came, there was Maita Sine. After Maita Sine, there was Hizbah. The same people, the same mentality, the same ideology today killing our people. You are telling me his insurgency will go away. Most of you are too young to remember Maita Sine. Go and read your history books if I thought there's any history in that zoo called Nigeria. You will see it there for yourself. Nobody defeats an ideology. You killed 5.2 million Biafrans. Are we not talking about Biafra today? Of course we are. It means that Biafra is an ideology. You cannot defeat it. You learn to live with it. President Goodluck Jonathan, who is the chief ape in that very zoo, on Tuesday said atrocities of terrorist groups active in the Sahel, which one is again, it's Sahel-Saharan region. Which other useless name is this they have come up with? I don't know who writes this man's speeches. The person is perhaps as useless as the man himself, Jonathan. Sahel-Saharan region. What's that supposed to mean? Are you talking about the Sahel region? The area bordering the very arid Saharan desert and the rainforest of West Africa below the equator. Is that what you're talking about? Sahel-Saharan. Dear Lord, English language. Anyway, sorry. We continue. Jonathan referred to this Sahel-Saharan region and mentioned Boko Haram, the Lord Resistant Army, and Al-Shabaab, that they bear testimony to the challenge still facing African leaders. The challenge still facing African leaders, Jonathan, is ignorance, lack of knowledge. You cannot expect a white man to come and draw a map for you and say, you are now in the country, you accept it, and you expect things to work. It's impossible. It is impossible. It can never work. The problem with Africa is not terrorism. It is monumental and stupefying ignorance. I'm here, the brains are empty. That is why they call them black monkeys. Our brains are hopelessly empty. We cannot reason properly. That is why you have an engineer, yet you don't have any light. That is why you have doctors. People are dying every blessed day. That is why you have bitumen coming from the ground. You cannot build roads. That is why you have rock formations everywhere. You have never built any house of stone, not up until this very day. It means we are daft. Are we not foolish? Scattered all over the world. We claim we are learned, we are read, we have CCD, HDCD, rubbish, PhD, nonsense, it doesn't mean anything. Show me an African professor and I'll show you the most stupid man alive. Do they practice what they have read? The answer is no. How many petroleum engineers do you have in the zoo? Do we have gas piped from the gas fields of Biafra land to people's homes? The answer is no. How many town planners do we have? Is there any town with a drainage system? The answer is no. Oh my dear God, the list is endless. Endless. You say you are intelligent people. No, you are not intelligent. You are lower than monkeys. Lower than monkeys. African leaders. This very president called Jonathan spoke in Nairobi at the opening ceremony of the 455th African Union Peace and Security Council. Every blessed day, peace and unity, peace and security, peace and rubbish. OAU, EU, AU, not bunkum, rubbish. Doesn't mean anything to anybody. What is AU? It was formerly called OAU. Organization of African Unity. It was formed by people. These are idiots that have turned from nationalists to despots. They wanted to control their territory. Therefore, they go and cut deals and say, oh, I'm going to be in power for 40 years. After that, I give it to my son. Please, make sure I don't get deposed. That's all. Remember the nonsense between Milton Obote and Idi Amin of Uganda? This one will leave office. This one will come in. Rubbish all the time. Before Yoweri Museveni came, Yoweri Museveni came and overthrew Milton Obote. After that, Yoweri Museveni has been in power now for God knows how many, is it nearly 30 years or so or thereabout? The coup, of course, Yoweri Museveni was supported by Abiola, if, for most of you who don't know. Yoweri Museveni is in power in Uganda for nearly over 30 years, I think. Do you know what he wants to do? He wants to hand over to the son. That is a Democrat for you in Africa. A democratic monkey in Africa. Mad people. Mad. The problem African leaders have, and Africans in general, is the brain. You see the white matter in our head, we don't use it very well. The brain has gone moribund. Africans do not reason like human beings. That is why we are poor and very wretched, scattered all over the world, doing menial jobs. Because we cannot take any issue by the scruff of the neck. Why do you think we want Biafra? To show people that if you're a professor of engineering, if you have not done anything we can see with our two eyes, we withdraw your certification. You cannot answer a professor of engineering because you have not done anything. Go to Germany, for example. If you take your certificate to Germany and say, I read engineering, I have a PhD in engineering. Do you know what they do? They'll tell you, sit down here. They'll say, do you want tea or water? You say, oh, I want coffee. They do coffee for you. They say, give us that your certificate. You give it to them. They go and burn it outside. Give you overall and ask you to go to the factory and show us what you can do. That's what the Biafra is going to look like. Not theory, a Biafra of theory. People talking jazz all the time. An engineer, you cannot engineer anything. Rubbish. Achuzia said we should drop the name. I don't want to read this news. It's tantamount to gossip. I don't know why we give these idiots airtime on Radio Biafra. They are nobody. If yes, you can notice, I don't mention their names anymore because they're irrelevant. Completely. They want us to mention their name because anytime I mention their name, people, one or two or three people, go and want to hear what they're saying. They beg people to call them. Nobody calls them on the phone. For 1 hour, they're begging, can somebody call us? Nobody calls them on the phone. And they want us to give them free publicity? No. They will try to attack me. They will try to discredit what we are doing. It is in their nature to do so. I said this to them a while ago. If they are honest people, let them come out in the open. My challenge is still there. I will meet them anywhere, any day to debate Biafra. My question to them is simple. Did you or did you not ask me to allow Rocha Sokoracha to come into the Biafra movement? And I said no. Simple question. Only one question, Habalaga. One simple question. I told them, over my dead body, will Rocha Sokoracha come and join Biafra? These are the agents of Hausa Fulani people. They convince a few wretched poor people all over the world, in Thailand, all these useless places. Very poor, wretched people. They think, let me follow them. Maybe I can get through to Rochas and I can give him my business card. He'll give me some money. So we can also be talking. I will say, well, we are all Biafrans. Let's make peace. But let me see if I can cut a deal for my family. Ndioba, Ndiagoa. Do you know that poverty is not a state, or it is not, doesn't manifest physically, it's a state of the mind? Some people are very, very poor. Their poverty has exposed them. That is why they are running around with this APC Boko Haram party. I sat them down and explained to all of them. Everybody, those representing you in court are in APC. All of them, Okorocha, Bishop Enyo, all of them, I know them one after the other. I did a program with them at where they said Okorocha. Our brother rang from Cape Verde, I'll never forget, and said that Radio Biafra is not for the likes of Okorocha. You know what, those of you can remember. They said Okorocha to me and I told them to go to hell. They tore up what we decided we were going to do to get Biafra. These are hungry men. As I'm now beginning to discover, there are those that told me that they are diehard Biafrans. That is, I gave them a simple assignment involving money to go and do something for their country. That thing is 1,000 naira. They came back and told me it is 1 million naira. But before I send them down this errand, they said they are hardcore Biafrans, that they are Biafrans. These are the people we are going to face. People say we should. Are you sure that when the time comes, they will deliver the weapons to us? I need genuine, honest Biafrans. Are you people there at all? Honest, genuine people that want Biafran truth and honesty. Not those that lie and deceive. I hate liars and deceivers. And I made my feelings known to him. That you have deceived me. I am waiting for something. If that thing doesn't happen between now and tomorrow, I will announce his name on the air. And then they should start running. This is Radio Biafra. You can go and do your cheating and stealing, not with Biafra. I hate it. That's why it was Wike failed. If I allow that under my watch, this will also collapse. And it cannot happen. And bring shame upon me and my family. It is not possible. I cannot allow my name to be dragged through the mud that I tried and failed. It is impossible. Biafra must come. Weak Nigerian leadership may facilitate alliance between ISIS and Boko Haram. We continue to do that on this very fine evening, and we continue to welcome you wherever you are. That this is Radio Biafra live transmission on this very day, the third day of September 2014. The time here now is approximately 3 minutes past 8 p.m. in the evening. We are live. We will take your calls very, very shortly, but not now. Let's finish the news first of all, and then we'll go to your calls. As of late, Boko Haram and its terrorist activities have dominated international headlines over the course of the last 5 years following the launch of its military insurgency. Bombings, assassinations, and abductions committed by the group have become commonplace. Founded in 2002 by the likes of Buhari, Babangida, and Sanusi, Lamido Sanusi, and the Sultan of Sokoto. Then later on, they were joined by Abdul Salami Abubakar. They were also joined by the former Vice President Atiku Abubakar. These are the six people responsible for funding Boko Haram from scratch. Sanusi Lamido Sanusi was responsible for cleaning up the laundered money of Boko Haram. These six men are the people that funded Boko Haram for various reasons. Buhari kicked them off because he wanted vengeance. He swore that he will make Nigeria ungovernable, and he has done it. The Sultan of Sokoto did it because they wanted the Sunni, the virulent Wahhabist thread of Islam to propagate. Sanusi Lamido Sanusi is the chief. He was the one that beheaded Gideon Akaloga. He's the terrorist from time. He spent 2 years in jail under Abacha. Ask him now, he will tell you. Did you not go to jail under Abacha? Ask Sanusi, he will tell you. Why? Because of the death of Gideon Akaloga. Go and ask him and he will tell you. And the rest, because they want to destabilize, they believe that it is the right and the duty of Hausa Fulani people to rule the world, to rule the zoo, because Nigeria is a member of the OIC, Organization of Islamic Countries. Therefore, no Christian is allowed to be there. They allowed Obasanjo to be there to compensate the cowardly Yorubas for the death of Abiola. That's all. We continue. They were founded in 2002. The exact number of the group is unknown, but what is apparent is that its ability to draw ample recruits from the disaffected regions of northern part of the zoo, whose demographics are mostly poor, uneducated youth with few to nil employment prospects. Yes, of course. Who have been governing the zoo? Hausa people? Where is Babangida's money? It's abroad. Buhari? Abroad? Where are they? Every emir, you know the emir, the late emir of Kano, Ado Bayero, he had 66 trillion in his account. 66 trillion, not billion, 66 trillion naira in his account. But there are poor Hausa people around him, all hungry. Almajiri, Akurekwatanatabuha, Alakampa, they call it, you know, bed bug, eating them alive during the day. But this man has 66 trillion or had 66 trillion in his bank account. He's a dead man now, isn't it? These people are mad. We cannot continue to go on with these very people. Everybody knows the history of Boko Haram and the fact that they have gone on and taken Bama, even with the presence of the four service chiefs. When you see them during Independence Day parade with their, some are wearing white, some blue, they say Air Force General with siren on the road. Up Air Force General, you know. Time has come for you to go to Borno and prove that you are a general at war. And the day they landed, they took Bama from them. Mad people. Our lines are open, please. This is Radio Biafra. If you want to call us, you know the must to call. +44208-133-9976. I repeat, +44208-133-9976. We have another number as well, +44783130836. Our Skype lines are also open, Radio Biafra and also Radio Biafra 1. If you call us, we will be able to take your call. Regardless of where you are in the world, we must welcome you. This is your radio station, your own radio station. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? We have a caller on the phone. Can this caller hear me?
Director, is it me you're referring
yes,
to?
Yes, I'm talking to you, barrister. Please go ahead. It's you. You're on the phone, isn't it?
Okay. I was surprised.
Please.
You said the caller on the phone.
Yes,
I was a bit confused.
No, it is you, barrister, because this very channel you're coming through, your number isn't saved. It cannot be saved. But I've seen it here now. There's 5051, of course it is. Please go ahead.
Okay. Yes, director, you've read it as you say it, as you explain it. Is up to every single Biafran to get up and pursue the agenda of the restoration of Biafra. A lot of things have been said, almost hearing the same thing, regurgitating itself. Biafrans should now realize that the zoo has never been for us and the zoo will never be for us. And for a number of few individuals who are eating from the crumbs, the zoo is a home for them, but they are not part of us. Because if you can enjoy whatever Hausa, Fulani, Boko Haram are giving you whilst your people are being killed on a daily basis, you are not part of Biafra. And Biafra will have nothing to do with you. Whilst you pursue your own singular agenda as a Nigerian, as some of those who built houses in the north and in Lagos, saying that they are Biafran Hausa, is a name that is associated with us. Whatever you do in the north, and you believe that the north is your home, stay tight. All I have said earlier, if you are on the way of Biafra struggle, you'll be removed. Except, and of course, you are for Biafra. For even Jesus says it, if you are with me, you are for me, and if you are against me, you will scatter. If you are against Biafra, you will not stand. Because Biafra has been ordained, it must come. We've decreed it. Look at the number of marginalization, killings, stolen of properties of our people in Malaysia. Nobody, no media news would ever say what is happening against Biafrans. Nobody, except Radio Biafra. So when you hear all these wicked, atrocious acts coming from different countries, it's because we are only reporting about Malaysia. Have we talked about what is happening in China? Have we talked of what is happening in Cambodia? Our people who are being maltreated on a daily basis just because they were attached to that name, Nigeria, it has expired. Wherever you are, proclaim who you are. You are a Biafran. Regardless, if they want to kill you, let them kill you. We will get the news. And any country against Biafra, when Biafra comes, we will visit them. We will tell them, you maltreated us during the time. We are standing nowhere. It's now your own time for us to give you what you've given to us. We are not playing here. We are not joking. Human beings should not be treated in any way because of where they belong to or because of their location or the area where they came out from. Everybody should be accorded to the same respect according to the UN Charter. Therefore, if you go to the European Human Rights Act 1998, the same says that every individual should have the right of freedom, right of expression. And that's what we're doing on Radio Biafra because we're legitimate. We want to go home. And nobody should stop us and say, hey, stay wherever you are. Receive every shit and rubbish you have been getting to. We have come of age where we said no more to all this, but as to our people. Director, I know you are expecting a lot, of course. Let me give way. Good evening.
Thank you very much, and good evening to you. Very fine evening to you. The very eminent barrister and attorney at law, Barrister Mamezu. Our lines are open if you call us. We should and must be able to take your call. This is Radio Biafra, your radio station. Our lines are open also via Skype as well. The caller on the line, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Hello?
Yes, can you turn your system down, hello? Please? Are you looking to hear your voice or what? I don't know these people. Very, very strange people. The caller on the line, can you hear me?
The caller on the line, can you hear me?
The caller on the phone, the third caller I'm trying on the phone, can you hear me? No, you cannot hear me. You cannot hear me. They will call us back, and once they do, we should be able to take their call. This is Radio Biafra. We have a caller on the phone. We have a caller on Skype. Can you hear me? The caller on Skype, can you hear me? No, I don't know what's going on. People cannot hear me for some perverse reason. I don't know what's going on. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? I've tried Skype and the phone. Can this caller hear me on the phone? Yes, please, my dear brother, stay where you are. Please stay where you are. Let's take this call. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? Good evening, please. Your name and where you're calling us from?
I'm calling from Dakar, Senegal.
From Dakar, Senegal. Are you one of the traitors we have in Dakar, Senegal, working for Nigeria?
No, I'm not one of them. That is a great impression I want to correct.
Go ahead.
From Isu government Ebonyi State, living in Dakar, Senegal.
Go ahead.
It is my pleasure to get through this evening. Actually, this is my first time to get through to Radio Biafra. I must say, more good to everyone and the co-directors of Radio Biafra, Barrister Mondays, Karo Mondays, and co. The impression I had this morning is what I want to correct. Actually, you know, when people are doing good things, there must be some agents of devils, or agents of Satan that will be trying to be interrupting or to trying to push down on the good things that the people are doing. I was very, very saddened this morning when I heard that somebody has meant to call Radio Biafra to report what that never exists, saying that Nigerian embassy tried to bribe or to give money to our former executive in order for us to stop Biafra here in Dakar, Senegal. Director, I must tell you that when I heard that news, I was very, very silent because that kind of person is reporting that nonsense. I must tell you that name is not even in our register. He never came to our meeting. Such person, I think, when such person calls, you know how to deal with them because although we didn't have any executive right now championing our meeting here, but there are some former engineers that Rita Chiku and Bob were nominated. So what I'm suggesting is that if there is something like that or some report, some false report, some of say like that, you know how to deal with them or how to find out by trying to find out through one of the former committee that they are championing our meeting here in Bakasini, Ghana, which one of them called in the morning to just clarify you on that nonsense that the guy reported, which I must say, the first person that reported that nonsense is maybe, how can somebody tell you that you want to know about Jaffa and say that you are going to Okojo? What are you doing in Okojo? We have our headquarters, what am I doing here in Yongleng? If you want to know anything happening about Jaffa here in Senegal, go to your country, Yongleng, when we do it every Friday. Or you call any of our members to ask him how we pay for the defense fund if you want to pay. But it's saying that you go to Ekojo is an area whereby it's a different area, it's a place where they are marking people. And most of those people are those that are trying to spoil our reputation here. So when I had that kind of thing, I was very, very hot. Because I tried to call in the morning, but I couldn't get through. But happily, one of the former committee that our sister, Ekojo and Ekojo, choose called in the morning to correct the inflation. But I must tell you that nothing that we do, I repeat, that will make us to stop here the meeting of indigenous people of Jaffa. Even if we remain only 5 or 10 people, we are going to go on. Which I'm telling you that the former panel that our sister choose, that they are trying to make sure that everything come back to the normal how it was before. I don't know if you are listening to me.
Loud and clear and direct. I hate to interrupt. I'm listening to you, so is the whole world. Please continue.
Okay, director. I'm telling you that those four men, which one of them is our former PLO, Mr. NS, Steve Nota, which many people know as Oka Biafra. You understand? So people coming out and give the false report, I don't like that. And please, I know that you was angry that that morning, hearing that kind of thing concerning your dear Senegal. I'm giving you a promise, it's just a matter of time, we are going to get back to our former position where we had before. So please don't do anything. Because of those false reporters, agents of those, and act the way or disregard us here in Senegal, we are doing all our possible best to make sure that we get back to our normal position. And concerning the defense funds, as one of our brother reported 3 days ago, we have shared it. It is $200 each. But that doesn't mean that if you have money or more than that you cannot pay. If you have more than $200, it's true that we haven't created an account where it is paying. But I'm promising you that our people, those who are in charge of our meeting now, they have gone and sit for the inquiry to know what it will take for us to have that account. And I'm assuring you that before, it will not be long before the end of this month, everything will be sorted. So once you have that money, you can go to account directly, even without coming to the meeting, to pay the money into the account. Even if you write that you want to bring it to the meeting to pay it, good. You come to the meeting, you pay the money, we give you receipt to show that you have paid your own money. If you have the money, if you didn't have time, or if you can't keep it to the meeting day, you can easily go to Ibo restaurant. Michael Hara, but the general know here as Ibo restaurant. You go there, give it to Ibo. Ibo will make sure that the money reaches. So we are putting everything in order. If there is anybody that is trying to distract or to spoil our reputation here, please, I'm appealing to you that you should not quickly to conclude until you find out from any of the forming panel here that is currently championing our meeting here in Bakasini. That is all I want to say. And I want to tell you that our chief great God, Chief Abiyama, will continue empowering you and giving you the strength to continue championing this cause until we get our beloved land, dear friend.
He said, thank you very, very much for that. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra. We thank you for that clarification all the way from Senegal, because what was happening there was indeed very strange. But I thank heavens that we are now back to normal. Do we have a caller on Skype? Can you hear me? The caller on Skype, can you hear me? No, they cannot hear me. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. I have a caller on Skype. I can hear the voice, the static. Can you hear me? The caller on Skype. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello. Good evening, Director. Is that me?
I'm talking to you, please. Go ahead. Your name and where you're calling us from.
Okay. Good evening, Director.
Good evening.
And good evening, dear friends all over the world. My name is Judith Mbakwe. I am from Uzuakwa in Biafra land. I am speaking from Cork Island.
Thank you.
Yeah, Director, happy to announce the meeting of Cork Women, Biafran Women in Cork.
Yes.
This meeting will be holding on Saturday, the 6th of September, 2014. The venue for this meeting is Oriel House Hotel in Ballincollig. Oriel House Hotel is situated in between Dawn Stores and Super Value Supermarkets. And the meeting is 4:30 p.m. on Saturday, the 6th of September. Old members are welcome and new members are also welcome. We also implore members to be punctual so that we can discuss matters as pertaining to Biafra. So that is it for the meeting. Director, please, can I implore you to at least give me 2 minutes to just say what I want to say?
Go ahead, please. Go ahead, my sister. Go ahead.
Okay, thank you, Director. I don't know. There is a place I want to read from in the Bible, as the Lord has put it in my heart to share it with dear friends this evening also. This place is from the book of Matthew chapter 23, from verses 37 to 39. And it says, O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the one who kills the prophets and stone those who are sent to her. Jerusalem, in this case now, is Biafrans. The Bible is talking about Biafrans in this place now. The ones who kills the prophets and stone those who are sent to her. How many people have come in the name of Biafra? A lot of people have come in the name of Biafra. Very well-meaning people. Ojukwu had started this course. He fought with his last blood to make sure that Biafra is reinstated. He said everything he could say. He did all that he could do to make sure that Biafra is reinstated. And still, people did not believe him. How often I wanted to gather your children. Sorry, please, I want to
That's
follow.
Okay, go ahead.
Sorry, Director,
That's
please.
Okay, go ahead, yes.
Okay, yeah, so it further says, how often I wanted to gather your children together as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings. This place is talking about how often I wanted to gather your children together from time immemorial. God has been trying to gather us together, Biafrans. How long will you linger on two opinions, in between two opinions? Somebody come to you as a Biafran and preach to you the message of Biafra, you just take it with a pinch of salt. The Lord, for ages and ages, God himself has been trying to gather us from the ends of the earth. The enemy will not let you to rest. Can you not see? Can you not understand, Biafrans, that you are loved by God and as such you attract hatred from the enemies? How long will the enemy pursue you and how long will you run? Biafrans are scattered all over the world, suffering from one thing or the other. And the Lord is sending his own to gather you from the ends of the earth and bring you back to the promised land, to the land that the Lord has promised you. Director Nnamdi from time has been crying. It's like a voice in the wilderness crying, prepare ye for the coming of Biafra, Biafrans. How else will he say it? Will he somersault? Will he fall down from heaven? How else will he say it? Who has told you about Biafra in this manner, Biafrans? Who has ever sacrificed his family? Who has ever sacrificed his life for the sake of a nation? I don't know Director Nnamdi. But when I started hearing his voice from radio, something tells me that this man is genuine. I have never seen somebody that is so committed to the cause of his nation. Can you not understand? When you hear the truth, can you not believe that is the truth? Even in the law court, when two people stand fighting for something, when any of them tells the truth, you will know. When any of them tells a lie, you will know. You will know the one that is telling the truth. Do you not have reasoning? Do you not understand that Biafrans are under siege by the Islamic world? They do not want you to leave. They want you to be totally annihilated. You are scattered all over the world. Let me tell you, if you do not listen, Biafrans, to this call to return home, you can imagine telling a Biafran about Biafra, they will laugh you to scorn. It's so pathetic. They will laugh you to scorn. As if you are bringing a message from hell, they will come with the excuses. Ojukwu has died with Biafra. And so, if Ojukwu has died, somebody else has come up. Does that not tell you that there is something behind that name, Biafra? Okay, why is it that the Islamic world will not let you to be? Can you not think? Do you want to propagate your father's house in diaspora? Go home. Your parents are dying. They are killing your old ones. Your men are being told to remain at home. Why the women go to the farm? Everybody is afraid in Biafra land. They have besieged you from everywhere. They have besieged you with bomb. They have besieged you with food poisoning. They have besieged you in everywhere. Biafrans, you have nowhere to hide. You have nowhere to hide. Let me tell you, the children of the kingdom do not understand the times, but the heathens understand the times, and they are working with the times. They have a message, and they are carrying out their message. Their message is to eliminate Biafrans. They are carrying out their message. Once you have had that message, what are you doing about it? And let me tell you, if you think you are so comfortable in diaspora, if you think you are so comfortable in Spain, if you think you are comfortable in England, if you think you are comfortable in Ireland, when they descend in Europe, when they descend in the Western world, let me tell you, you will also be involved. Don't think that you are safe. If anything happens back at home, if you don't have immediate family, as in your immediate family now, you have uncles, you have aunts, you have cousins. There are people that are still bearing your name. You are here propagating Europe for them, taking care of their things while your land lies in ruin. And you are happy? You think it will continue to be that way? No, times change. It is better we listen to this call. It is better we listen to this call and act on behalf of what Director Nnamdi Kanu is saying. Nnamdi Kanu cannot do everything. But Director Nnamdi Kanu is doing his own work. He is creating awareness, lecturing you on who you are, telling you where you are from. Who has ever done that for you? Who, even when Ojukwu did his, he was trying to restore Biafra in his own way. But Director has come with a message deeper than what Ojukwu did, but they all did the same. He has come to tell you who you are. He has come to tell you your maker. He has come to tell you where you are from. How long will you linger onto opinion? Some will even tell you, ha, are you contributing money there? Stop sending your money. But I want to tell you that this message is more than spiritual, than physical. I want to round up with this, Director, please.
Go ahead.
It says, yeah, it says, see, your house is left to you desolate. It is exactly what is going on. How many first sons are in Biafra land? How many of them are in Biafra land? Where are all your works of labor, Biafran men? all your labor in life. Some of you have left 10 to 10, 20, 30 years ago, and you are living in Western world, begetting children and grandchildren. Who will replace your surname? Who will replace your father's? Who will bear your father's name? You are here, your children are Kenny, John, John, Michael, and you are Biafrans. We are the only people from that part of the world that are answering a name that is not originated from where we were born. Biafrans, you are close to being annihilated. You are close to being annihilated. Wake up. Stand up to this call of Biafrans. If you are asked to, like I have told myself, my own charity for now is Biafra. I am doing everything that I can do to make sure that I contribute my own quota towards the restoration of Biafra. I am not happy to live in diaspora. How many of us just prepared from our countries and came back to this part of the world to just live here? You are not welcomed in the zoo. You are not also welcomed in diaspora. How many of us are happy to live in Europe? All the discrimination, Africans are monkeys, Africans have diseases, they are poor. Yet we are here, we have seen the wealth they have. Can it match what is coming from your father's land? And you are just seated and tight-fisted your hands, thinking that you are safe. You are not safe. And I want to tell you, God has done his own. God is still doing his part. He is waiting for you, because he says in verse 39 of Matthew chapter 23, verse 39, he said, "For I said to you, you shall see me no more till you say, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." The Lord has told you what he is supposed to tell you, but he is also saying that you shall see me no more until you say, blessed is he who has come in the name of the Lord, until you welcome the message of Director Nnamdi, until you come to the full realization of what Director Nnamdi is trying to say, then his hand will be full to deliver you. The Lord has come with healing in his wings, with deliverance. He said, if my people who are called by my name can humble themselves and come to me, he said he will heal their land. He will take you back to the country from which you came from, because there are a lot of things that we have to do. So to round up with this, please, Biafrans, I am encouraging Biafran women. Biafran women, if I will borrow Director's word, they are formidable women. They are strong women. They are women who will not want what they have to perish. They are women who would not want what they have to just go away from them that way. They are women who will stand by the side of their men. So we are waiting for our men to come out and give us a cause to still be part of this freedom. Men, do not be afraid. We have men of timber and caliber in Biafra land. This is not a time to be afraid. This is a time to come and answer. In the Bible, it is not always the women. It is not the women in the front.
Yes.
It is always the men that are in the front, and the women are there to support them. But if you want the women to come before the men, then we will come before you, and the Lord is going to walk through us. If you want the women to come before you, we will come before you, and the Lord is going to use us. Have you forgotten, Director, 1 minute, please.
Go ahead.
Have you forgotten the story in the Bible where Balak was supposed to go to war, and it was Deborah, the prophet then, who was the judge then. People were going to her to seek for advice and everything. The men of Israel were afraid to go to this war. But when Balak went to her, she told him everything that the Lord had said, and he was still afraid and said that he will not go. Then, except if Deborah goes with him. Deborah told him, okay, I will go with you, but except if you will acknowledge that I am the one who won the war, then I will go with you. He said yes. So that showed me to a great extent that the men were afraid. And then Deborah went with him and did according as the Lord has commanded them to do. They followed God's precepts. They followed God's principles. And they did exactly as he said. And they won. So please, all the men and women of Biafra, do not be afraid. The Lord's hand is high and lifted up, and he is willing to deliver you. I also want to speak also on behalf of our crew that have been working for us, that has left the pleasures of this place, at least it's calmer here than the zoo, to stay in the zoo. Please let us try as much as we can, even if it is to call them to ask them, how are you doing? How is it today? How is that area? Just try to do something. No matter the amount you have, please, apart from your monthly due, how much is the monthly due? You can dig deeper. You can dig your hand deeper into your pocket and do more than that. You can also strategize, avenues to be able to, to raise funds, to create. People can donate to this cause. Let us not leave our brothers and sisters that are at home empty-handed. They have to fill their car. They have to fill the gem set. They are mobile. They are gathering information for us. They are telling us what is going on. We are all from the same place. If everybody died, and I do not think that anybody would have done it any better. So to these Biafrans, I want to say that I love Biafrans, and I am happy. I thank God that I am a Biafran, and I can't wait for Biafra to come. Director, God bless you and your crew. Thank you.
Thank you very much, my dear sister. Well spoken, very lengthy. I hasten to add, but well delivered all the same. It is always nice to hear our people speak so passionately, especially our women. I commend you and your effort. What we are doing is not something we expect mere mortals to fathom. They cannot understand it. Their comprehension levels are quite questionable, to be honest with you. They cannot understand it. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on top. Yes, please. Your name and where you are, please.
Okay, Director. Good morning from India.
And good evening from here. Good evening from here.
My name is Obonna Emeka Mwanye. I'm from Enugu State in Anari local government of Anku Village, precise.
Yes,
so I'm coming from India.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Welcome, sir. I'm coming from India. Thank you all the Imperial boys of the Radio Girlfriend and boys of our Dr. Melius Collier, the Big Master, and join him in Sudan language. So you are our Big Master. Thank you, Karamende. I greet everybody, my coordinator here in India, Christian Yushu. I greet everybody as soon as Chukwa Diama continues to thank you guys for all you guys are doing for us. By the grace which shall restore our country back by the special grace of our Lord Jesus, I pray. So I don't have much to say, but I only want to also share the word to the indigenous people of the difference. All over the world, that all this that is happening to our people here, there in Malaysia, as our director said, also in China and other places, not only but other places, even here in India. I don't know about other places, but here in Mumbai, Bombay, here, can you imagine that? The government, I can say the government of India or the government of Maharashtra, the name of the state is Maharashtra. The government of the Maharashtra being the Mumbai here, they have not exist not to give the, I can say the difference, or if you like, the Nigerians or the black house or who is not to live here in Mumbai. Some of us who are living in the rooms here, they have now given almost everybody 6 minutes to pack out from the homes. So we don't know where to run to. I see no reason why then the business may be giving the visa or whatever, then come it. We come here to India and they insist not to give us homes here to live. They have sent everybody paper here in Mumbai not to stay at home anymore. And we ask them, where do we go? They say that's our own business. Wherever that we feel to go, then we can go. But they don't want to see us leaving the home. if you go anywhere to look for a house, if mistakenly bring up the green, the rubbish, they call the passport of Nigeria, wherever, is already called something, you know? Now I'm telling you, know, maybe you call somebody on phone or the agent, please, I need the house. Then when they call you to come, when you go to the office of the agent, and they ask you, where do you phone? Mistakenly, you say, I'm from Nigeria, they say, oh, I'm sorry, we don't have house for you. We don't have house for Nigerians. Please, can you please give us a chance in our office? So they don't want to give us half here anymore. Once we are going about to that passport or bearing the name of the Zoological Republic. So there's no house for you, there's no accommodation for you. There are anything here in India. So no house. Those people are living in the house, everybody, and they have papers to vacate from the rooms or from the homes. So they have made or trying or make everyone homeless here in Dubai. So they have took everything that they have, maybe the rooms that have been given as an compensation of coming to the countries or to the lands. So we don't have anywhere to run about. But some of us, they have such paper. Maybe, I don't know if it, maybe by tomorrow they might change their mind or something like that. Nobody can tell, but only God knows. But many of us, even me, they have my agent or my landlady have told me to pack up for the police. The government have told them not to give any black, especially Nigerians, once they have attended the passport, and I told them not. But in some way that they are initiating that they have presented the Nigerian passport as where I come from. So I told them that I was supposed to, they said, hey, that is my visa because I have tendered it as initiating, you know. So now we are continuing that we are somehow homeless here in Dubai, India, Dubai. Now they have to access to live the home.
So they have, yes, my dear brother, they are no longer accepting giving people houses. Once you tender a Nigerian passport, you are finished. As I said before, that is what we expect them to do. You go back to them and you say you are a Biafran. That is how to do it. I was in a taxi, I can't recall, a few days ago, and the taxi driver said to me, where are you from? I said, can't you see my pin? Because I have this Biafra badge, the colors, the tricolor, I have it as a pin. Anytime I'm wearing a jacket, I'm formally dressed, I always put it on. I said, oh, where are you from? I said, this is where I come from. I'm from Biafra. He said, oh, Biafra. I have not heard of that before. I said, you're hearing about it then for the very first time. We are Biafrans between a place called Nigeria and the Cameroons. That's where you can find us. That's where we are. Between Nigeria and Cameroon, that's where we are. As simple as that. Somebody will always say, oh, but you are not recognized. And I said, recognized by who? By God in heaven or by man on this very earth? Oh, you are not. So, but who recognized Nigeria when Lugard created it? Simple question. I love questioning people. One question and everything unravels. Who recognized Nigeria when it was created by Lugard? And what was the criteria? And you see, that is how we win our arguments. Very, very simple and direct. We have a caller on the other line on Skype, I think on Radio Biafra. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, Director.
My dear sister. Good evening. Go ahead.
This is Abia Sogwa, the Secretary and PRO of Biafrans in Israel.
Thank you.
First and foremost, I want to make our announcement of the general meeting, which will be coming forth on Friday, the 5th of September of this month. It's in Activa. If you are coming, you can come with bus 204, stop at Edsel, and you can call us, or you can come with bus 104 and stop at Haganah. It's opposite Haganah 100. The time is still 6 p.m. And we have to urge all Biafrans in Israel, they are not contributing at all. The turn up is very, very, very low. And I'm trying to tell you, don't think that after the defense fund, you can come back and start claiming that you are a member of Biafrans in Israel. It doesn't happen that way. The turn up is so poor. Nobody is paying anything. I don't know why it's happening this way. My director, they call about defense fund and everybody runs away. I don't know the kind of brain we have.
It is the way they are.
You don't want us to go to war with machetes and mm-hmm. with stick?
Yes, and they will say we are not prepared.
I don't know how we
Our people are very, very stupid. Director, let me tell you, once they hear that maybe it's protection, everybody will start running there. Our people cannot do anything if there's nothing they gain from it. When you say Igbos are stupid, they're the most stupid creation I've ever seen. You don't go to places you don't gain anything. Why can't you pay for defense fund? And I heard those people can work for 18 hours, 20 hours, and still look as wretched as whatever. And for you to contribute something that will benefit you and your future, you cannot do it. It's just few people that are paying. That's why I always commend Mr. Mecho Tusoro. The man is really trying here. He's running health scatter. But our people, the people in Israel, I don't know. In fact, gods are better than us.
Can I ask you a question, my dear sister? I want to ask you a question. I want to ask you a question. What is Castro Nkume? What is he?
Of course, he's there. Apart from the executives, nobody is trying. Castro Nkume is there. He is there 100%. He's doing what he ought to do.
Yes.
Just like Mr. Emma Mechi.
Emma has been sponsoring us from time. Emma has been a very serious financial contributor.
Director, without that man, I'm not saying it, there may not be Biafrans in Israel. Without him, what he is encountering here to make sure that we stand. If I tell you how far he has gone to make sure that this name Biafra, he told me, even if we are three, let's remain this strong three. Even if we are one, we'll keep on standing. Because what they're planning is for that name Biafra not to exist in Israel. I don't know the kind of brains we have here. I said all those people who gave birth to them. I said shame to the womb that gave birth to the people in Israel, the Biafrans in Israel. They are not Biafrans at all. Just the day they mentioned that defense fund, everybody runs away. They'll tell you that the work you are doing here is hard. You've been here 18 years working without anything. It's really painful. Really. What they're waiting for? Hey, are they giving us protection? What kind of nonsense protection? Are you fighting for your freedom? Are you fighting for your security? I don't understand this. The people in Israel are not trying at all. That aside, I'm talking to the world in general. I don't know but I really have to say this. Please, we should try to remember the people that are fighting for us back in Biafran land. Osto Keke, Eber and Ibogo, and Shoma Amaridis. Those people have laid down their lives to work for us. What do we do? Once in a while, we should try to call them and ask, how are you faring? And why I'm saying this is that we do have women meeting. I know how the internet goes on and off. And I say, what is this? Those people are really suffering. You know what it means? Even we that are here, it's not easy for us to be on air, to always be on. What we want is every time 7 p.m. we're already here listening to Biafra. We only want to talk and talk. How do we support those people down there? We shouldn't forget them. I heard her cries the other day on the hour, and I'm asking myself, maybe I'm not doing what we ought to do. Maybe we should put more efforts. See, let me tell you, the service to man is the service to God. We should try to put more grit to our elbows. It might not really be easy, but we should also know that where we are going to is better than where we are coming from. We have gone far, and we don't need to look back. I know that not everybody will get Biafra, but those people that is in their heart, that knows what it means to be free, they should try to help those people down there. I'm trying to urge every Biafran, I'm saying it again, whatever thing you have, is it electronics? At times we see it on the roadside. Is it that even if you have printer, is it photocopying machine, scanning machine, computer, smartphone? Please, we should try to send it to them. We can do it to giving it our zonal coordinators or national coordinators to send it forth to them. They always announce it on Radio Biafra. We should try to help those people. I can hear their cries. They are really suffering. What do we do? They abandon all they are doing just to lay down their lives. We don't even imagine. Those people can be poisoned. They can be killed. They can be shot down. But they don't care. What they are thinking about is Biafra. What do we do to help them? Is it castigating ourselves? We can do something here. $10, $20, $30. Bring down the electronics you have you think you cannot use. Or you don't use it. Don't go and bring any junk and send down to them. It is worse than their problems. Give them something that is okay. Those people are really trying. Please, all Biafrans all over the world, let us help these people, including myself. Don't think that enjoying these people ought to be living comfortably because anything can happen anytime. Look at Eber and Bo. We can be at the meeting till midnight. And I say, how does she cope? Those people don't rest. Please, whatever you have, whatever electronics, don't go and bring any garbage you see on the street. Try to give them something that will be beneficial to them. Please, you can send it forth to them through the zonal coordinator or the national coordinators. I hope the people in Israel are hearing my voice. Please, I know you people are dormant. Don't be so angry I called you a goat. Try to behave like a human being so that you will not be called an animal or lesser animal next time. Please, try to donate whatever thing you have to send forth to these people. They need our help. They need our support. Don't think that the coins we are donating here, it's not moving anything. I know what it's like. It's not. We should add more grease to the elbow so that we can reach our destination on time. We are the people stagnating ourselves and nobody else. And when it comes to Okorocha, Okorocha that has turned the
sister, your line has gone. Your line has gone. Please try and call us back, or you can stay where you are. Let's go and take this caller on the phone. The caller on the phone, can you hear me, our dear sister? Good evening. Your name and where you're calling us from. Yes, your name and where you are.
I'm all the way Chidebere.
Yes, Chidebere, go ahead.
I'm all the way Chidebere by name. I'm from Eziago in Enugu State.
Wonderful. Please go ahead.
I am the coordinator of Biafran in River State. And I am also the national coordinator for Biafra Land. I'm calling today to thank you for all your good work and evangelism. There's something you said that I picked up that I said, let me call. You said Biafra is the only physical manifestation of Tuku Abiyama.
That is correct.
Thanks for that. And it will be the only thing that will still keep me going, because here in Biafra Land, most of people, they have forgotten about Biafra. Not they want it, but they don't want to stand on it. That's why I still call them Igbo or any tribe they are. Because you say, if you are a Biafra, you want freedom, then you go for it. But if you're an Igbo man, you can say you want freedom, you can still stay and share your granite or crayfish. That's what it says. From my own point of view, I believe that anybody that calls himself a Biafra should by now be able to pay his or her tithe to this Biafran struggle. One. Two, he should make sure that he joins the state Biafran family, wherever you are. You should evangelize every day about Biafra. And you must listen to radio broadcast, whether in the morning or the evening. You should contribute your quota, pay it, and make sure that Biafra comes. Tweet every day about Biafra, and mostly, most especially, on Tuesday. Live your life in truth and honesty. Then Biafra will come. I believe that there will be Biafra. Because anything, nobody convinced me about Biafra. I've been searching and looking for it. And the way I perceive it, I believe Biafra is even here. One man asked me today, this thing you are doing, Biafra things, Biafra is even older than you. I told him I have been existing since, because my speech told me I will be here.
That is correct.
Where Biafra is.
That is correct.
And I will still live here to actualize the Biafra.
He said,
so therefore, I thank you very much.
And I thank you too.
And there will be a meeting, I'm using this opportunity to announce there will be a meeting of Biafrans in River State on Sunday, 7th of September, 2014, at Port Harcourt. So number to call will still be 080-37-366-547. I'll call the number again. 080-37-366-547. I'm calling all that believes in Biafra to come out in River State in Biafra Land to join Biafra. Because this is the only thing that keeps me going every day. I remember after wasting all my days in school, I'm looking for jobs. Even the one I'm doing, I can't even contribute much the way I want to contribute to the Biafra movement. But I thank God, sir. I'm using this opportunity to thank people like Chika Bosa, Osto Kete, Rita Anubogo, Choma, Okechukwu, Emma, the Biafra boy. I'm thanking them all that have been here since. They're not doing anything again. I'm using this to apologize for not calling them for long. It's because of the situation here. Since I started this Biafra movement, there have been so many threats here and there. Last time it was this state security service threatening to find me and my secretary. They are looking everywhere. The other time I even saw them, but they don't even know who I am. Just they hear, see the bear, they saw the poster, they started looking for him, calling me on the phone and stuff like that, threatening. Even on the second, they started being afraid of the Biafra. And I told him, we should step aside. If this governor has been able to take my life, I was going to allow him one thing to live after. Director, remember what I told you before, when you were in Enugu, I told you, if Biafra didn't come this time around, which means I'm not going to marry, because my children will live in Biafra, because they are Biafra.
Biafra will come.
So, because of this, I'm dropping to allow other people to talk. Director, I thank you for your good work.
Thank you. And I thank you for yours as well. Thank you very, very much. We have a caller now on Skype. This caller, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
I can hear you, sir.
Can you hear
good
me?
Good evening, sir.
Good evening, please. Your name and where you are.
My name is Archie Ben. I'm calling from United Arab Emirates. I am from Nkanu East, local government area of Biafra land.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead. Go ahead.
Yes, my dear director, I want to thank you and also thank all your crew for your good work. My director, I just want to use this opportunity to tell you that the Biafrans in UAE now, they are turning up my director. After our rally, we go around and still letting our brothers to know the importance of this Biafra, and that the Biafra is in the blood, and we find out that so many of them is in their blood, but they haven't got the information. But thank God, as soon as they got the information, they were very, very happy and jubilating. So, my dear director, what I want to tell the world about this Biafra is this, about this our country. Just, my director, permit me to read from Book of Genesis chapter 49, and I'm reading from verse 19. It says, my director, that God, a troop, a robber shall attack you, but you shall stand and you shall take them back. So what am I trying to bring out here, my dear brothers and sisters of Biafra land, our dear country, is this. That God, according to the scripture, is the father of the Eri and the Areri, as the Bible stated it. And I believe these are the Biafran father. And these people that call band of robbers are the Zulu Nigerians that has been attacking us, that have been robbing us, that have been cheating us. My dear director, time has come for we to stand and attack back. And we shall attack back because the Bible has declared that we shall attack them back and the victory shall be yours. So it told the God. So shall it to all the Biafran. My director, be strong and we are strong beside you. Anytime, anything, we are proud to be a Biafran. I am proud to call a Biafran. So my people here that know who they are, everybody proud to be a Biafran, we want it. And God will give it to us in the mighty name of Tukwu Abiyama.
He said, thank you very much for that. Thank you very, very much. This is Radio Biafra. Our lines are open. We are reporting today live and direct from our studios here in London. Wherever you are on this very planet, we welcome you. We are on the air every morning and every evening. We are on satellite. Radio Biafra is a satellite broadcaster. That's who we are. We can be received on satellite. That is where we are. Point your dish 17 degrees east, Amos 5 satellite or any other. We are also on Darsat. If you go to Darsat, you will also be able to find us. I'm going on the phone. Too many people calling, please. If we hold your call on Skype, stay where you are. The caller on the phone. If you can hear me, your name and where you are, please. This is Radio Biafra. Yes, my dear brother.
There is some.
Go ahead. Your line was a bit funny. Minute, please. One minute only. 1 minute. Give us 1 minute. Too many people.
Okay, director. I just want to use this opportunity. I forgot it before, but I just want to use this opportunity to announce our coming up meeting on Friday in Normal Avenue at Yungulen by 5 o'clock. So please. We call everybody. We want to be as we are before, please. If you know that you haven't come since we started this meeting, please, again, try to be there. And for the new people, new members that try to come, please, try, come. If you didn't know the place, you can go to our Facebook page and look for our numbers posted there, or you can call me as well, +221 70 623 9403. I repeat, 70 623 9403, and we can direct you to come to the meeting. Please, we need as many as possible so that we can get back to our feet. I pray that Chico Abiyama will see us through. Thank you, Director. And God bless you.
And God bless you too. Thank you very, very much for that. Thank you, Madam Brother. Thank you. We have a caller, I presume, who happens to be on Skype. This is Radio Biafra. If you can hear me, please, your name and where you're calling us from, if you may. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? Or on the phone? The caller on the phone, can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me? No, they cannot hear me. I don't know what is wrong. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. We have a caller on the phone. I don't know what is going on. We also have a caller on Skype. Hello. Can you hear me?
Hello, I can hear you.
Yes, please. There is a static on your line, very strong static. Please, can you call us back if you may? Let us go to the caller on the phone. Can you hear me? No, they cannot hear me. They cannot hear me. I don't know what is going on. The lines are going crazy. They are ringing us, but to try and speak is a very serious problem. Let us go to the other line as well and see who is there. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, good evening, sir.
Good evening. Please, your name and where you're calling us from.
I'm calling from Benue State. I do stay in Abia State, East Coast Local Government.
Yes, please, go ahead. Go ahead.
I just was listening to your program. Not the long I'm listening to your program. I just want to comment what you are doing. Because
thank
the
you.
Kind of things I know in this country, in Nigeria, I'm so tired of it. In Nigeria, you can imagine that. Hello, I am in
the world is hearing you, please, my dear brother. Go ahead. We are all listening in rapturous attention. Please go ahead. 2 minutes, please, if you may. 2 minutes, if you can, please go ahead.
Thank you, Director. I just think that I'm even telling people about the Biafra in Benue State here, at least to comment in it here. At least because I didn't want, at least, I don't know what to say to, because I'm so very, very angry the way this country is. Even though I have any means to out of this country, I can go out of this country to Biafra Cup. Because the way they are treating us in this place is very, very bad.
That is where we must remain and try and resolve the issue. Those of us outside are coming back. I am based back home as well,
yeah,
myself. So I wouldn't think that the best thing for us to do will be for you to come out. We try and rectify the problem. The place you're coming to, they went through the same phase, you see, as we are going through now. But they stayed and they resolved it. That is why they are developed today, my dear brother. And that is what we are going to go back to. We need to go back to where we come from. We need to build it because it's our God-given land, and we need to do everything humanly possible to ensure we make it as palatable, as acceptable, as habitable as possible. This is Radio Biafra. On this very day, we gave you our headlines earlier and our news summary. We are duty-bound to recap our headlines today as well. We are reporting that imported food, I mean, somebody emailed it. We are not certain as to the authenticity of it. We are not accusing anybody of poisoning our people, but this is not something that is far removed from what they are capable of doing. But what we are doing to our people is warning them that the number of people dying every week is unacceptable. Where we come from, we are being poisoned very slowly, and we don't want to have that.
We don't want to have it. Let us go to the line, see if we can get a caller, and then we continue. A lot of people are calling us, of course, as we expect them to. And this is Radio Biafra. We're also reporting that Boko Haram, Australian negotiator, queries the role of the USA. The USA went in to try and find the Chibok girls. They said they will get reconnaissance information. They will go and set up their spy planes to tell the world what is happening, but they're not sharing intelligence with the Zoo Army. Why is that the case? The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, please.
Hello?
Yes, what is your name and where are you calling us from?
Hello, good evening, Director. This is Chidebere calling from France.
Chidebere from France. Thank you very much for calling Radio Biafra. Please go ahead. The whole world is listening.
Oh, God bless you, sir. I thank God for the noble work you are doing. And I pray that each and every one of us must put our hands on the deck to work very hard in order to actualize the will of God. Because what you are doing is not a will of you yourself, it's a will of God.
Of course it is.
And the Lord has called you and has called many, but everybody has an individual task given to them. But we are working for one God to make sure that the children of God, as Moses was sent, God said to him, with one message, tell Pharaoh to let my people go so that they will go and worship me. That is the only message that God gave, and that is the message you are giving. For we to go and worship the only true God, Chukwuemeka. I want you to understand, and most of the time you are always pointing at this very point. Igbo is a curse. As Nigeria is a curse, Igbo is a curse. But many people have not understood. Because our people, they always forgot that before you will say who you are, you have to find out, is you really who you are, you see? You have to find out your name so that you can be able to know what is your problem. Because I'm someone that always try to read the Bible, study the Bible, because in Bible we can find who we are. I came across in the book of Psalm 83. In Psalm 83, 4-8, there is something striking. The children of Esau, which Europeans are descendants of Esau, the children of Ishmael, the people of the Middle East, we know, many people do not know. There is a conspiracy against the Israelites. They say, let us come together and conspire together to make sure that we make these people to forget who they are, so that they will not know themselves again. To start with, the history has told us, those that have studied, those that are reading, because if you mention Igbo, mention Hebrew, they are the same thing. Even the time they start writing it, they start with H, double E with B and O. Later they change it with I-E-B-O. Later you change it again. When you look at these things, you will see that it's a perfect conspiracy against us. Because when you go to the book of Zephaniah 3:10, the Lord is talking about, he said, beyond Ethiopia, beyond the river of Ethiopia, he said he will call his people, have his the daughter of his anointed one, that means the daughter of the children of Israel. They will bring the offering to him. Who are those people that are beyond the river of Ethiopia? You see, Ethiopia are Cush. Cush is from the descendant of Ham. But we are the descendant of Shem. Ham, there was a curse upon him. Egypt, they are descendant of Ham. But the children of God, Abraham, who came from Ur, which is the known place they call Iraq, Mesopotamia.
Mesopotamia.
We are the descendant of Shem. Right. So what am I trying to say? For our people to understand who they are, when you call yourself Igbo, that's why nothing good has come from Igbo. Because it's a misidentity. There is nothing they can never work, because the blessing of God is not upon Igbo. The blessing of God is upon Hebrew people. The covenant of God is not upon Igbo. The covenant of God is upon the Hebrew people. So these people, they know when we call ourselves the wrong name, heaven cannot receive anything. You see, so we have to understand and ask ourselves, study, and know who we are, because that's why whatever Igbo come together with that name Igbo, nothing goes but confusion, because heaven can never put its
blessing upon a confused name. You see, that is what our people are suffering. Igbo is a curse, it's a misinterpretation of Hebrew. The two of them sound together, but these people, we know they are very smart. The children of Esau and Ishmael, they are very smart. They came and confused our people. We are priding ourselves all over the world and calling ourselves Igbo. God is not involved, you see. And now, for we to walk under the banner of Biafra, for we to be able to actualize the will of God, we must walk, not together, because when you say we work together, are you going to work with criminal? It's not possible. You have to work with the same people you have the same mind with, you see. The same people that believe in what you believe in, you see. So the problem of our people is misidentity. The problem of our people is because they have forgotten who they are. And the Lord made it clear in the book of Ezekiel 39:21. He said that he's the one that put this curse because they have forgotten his covenant he made with them. He's the one that scattered them.
Today, brother, give me that same verse again because I love to read and learn. Give me the same verse you've read to us in the Bible. Remind me where they said people living across or beyond the
Bible. Beyond the river of Ethiopia, is people. Zephaniah 3:10. Do you have it, sir?
Zephaniah chapter 3 verse 10. We shall go there. You know, I love to read. I love reading and I love studying. That is how I have
to. You see, because people do not understand that the children of God went to Africa.
They are there. We have the map. Hold on, Chidebere, hold on. I show you to them. I have the map in my box when I'm traveling. I show it to people. The British knew in 1809 that we are part of the lost tribe of Israel. They concealed the map. These are British people. From that very day, they hated us. They wanted us to be destroyed. From 1809.
They know, because when they encountered the Arabs, you know, the Arabs were the first people, the children of Ishmael, were the first people that trade in slavery. When the Portuguese encountered them, they told them that the people of the book, that is what they use, they told them that the people of the book is beyond River Nile. Even the Benin kingdom said that the people that live beyond the Nile are super race. The Benin attest to that, Benin kingdom.
Even Lugard did. Lugard called us the great Igbo nation. For a white man to call people in Africa great, you can imagine what it means. Lugard called us the great Igbo nation. It is contained in his amalgamation report, which only Radio Biafra has, of course, the full text and of the original. Stay where you are. I want to read this. It's quite important. This is the restoration of Israel's remnant. These are people talking about restoring God's kingdom upon this very earth. And this is what they've had to say in the book of Zephaniah. Then I will purify the lips of the peoples that all of them may call on the name of the Lord and serve him shoulder to shoulder. This is the Bible. Therefore, when we preach to you that the only God worthy of worship is Chukwu Abiama, that is what the Bible tells you. He continued to say,
Hold on.
We are coming to this. Very, very important. I want to read this, this verse 10, which you raised as well. It's in the Bible. For people to know that what we are doing is ordained in heaven. Mere mortals cannot comprehend what we're doing. We'll go and read. He says, from beyond the rivers of Cush, you know, the Cushites are the Ethiopians. My worshippers, listen, this is God speaking, or through somebody anyway. This is not direct word of God, but through somebody. From beyond the rivers of Cush, my worshippers, listen, my scattered people will bring me offerings. Now, if you refer back to the map that the British drew in 1809, it said, beyond there lies the lost tribe, which means scattered. You only get lost when you're scattered. It's only when something, when you're scattered, that you're lost. You're finding your way back home. You cannot find your way back home. That is who we are.
Yeah.
And God said to us, you will
have no other God before. Do you know what I found out? Are you with me, director?
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, Biafrans are the only Israelites that left in a particular place intact. We are the only one. left in a particular place where people of another tribe or Islam or whatever is not living among them as a tribe, but we are concentrated in one part. That's why they are doing everything possible to overrun us. Because all the, you know, people have not understood, they said, what about those that are living in Israel? When you go to the book of Ezekiel 39, from 21 to 29, you will find out that there is a great conspiracy against us, you see. Because when people look at people, the Khazars, you know, because I have studied deep, the Khazars that are in southern Russia and Russian part, that are converted during the time of Media and Persia, during the time of Esther, when Mordecai defeated Haman, the people of, you know, Media and Persia span to India. It's a big empire. You see, in the book of, in the last book, I think in the book of Esther 8 or 7, when they found that these people, Israelites, were very strong, the people feared them, they converted to Jews. There are many Jewish converters, and they are the people Khazars, and most of them are Europeans, but people do not understand. But what is important, this, what the Bible says in the book of Zephaniah 3:10, so for them to understand that the children of God are in Africa, and they're still in Africa, and we are part of them. Do you know that in Ghana, before the British destroyed Ghana, the children of Judah were in Ghana. The children of Judah were in Ghana. That's why when you look at a map, you will see the Gold Coast. They write it Judah, J-U-D-A. You see, and when they encountered the king was wearing a breastplate with 12 signs of the Israelite in his chest. You see, and they destroyed that kingdom. Our people should wake up. Igbo is not our identity. We are Hebrews. Once you call yourself Igbo, it's a curse. You are believing what the master told you. And they're willing to confuse us because that's what they plan in the book of Psalm 83 from 4 to 8. I want our people to search who they are. You see, that's why Bible matter. I will leave this word with our people. Director, are you with me?
Yes, of course we are. Live and direct, yes.
I will leave this last word with our people. Jesus mentioned one thing, but it's a very deep word. He says in the book of John 8:32, he says, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. That is the word Jesus left with us. He said, you shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free. And he said, those that call themselves Jews, but they are not, they are synagogue of Satan, in the book of Revelation. People should wake up. You are the true Hebrew, Israelite. You are Hebrew. You are not Igbo. You are Hebrew. And you are not from Africa. You are from Israel. We should wake up. God bless you, Brother Reto.
Thank you. Good night. God bless you too. Thank you for that very fine lecture. Thank you for that very beautiful lecture. I quite enjoyed it. I love it anytime there is any corroborative evidence to justify the fact that anchoring what we are doing upon the grace and benevolence, I would say, of Chukwu Abiam is the best way forward, because we are his children descended from the bowels of heaven itself. Every historical document, including the Holy Scriptures itself, refers to us as a people, the only people living beyond the Cushites, who are the Ethiopians, are the Biafran people, circumcise our men on the eighth day after they are born, in keeping with the same edict that came down from high heavens. You see who we are. That is why we tell you here, we can never fail. Because God is with us, we can never fail. Because we discovered one simple truth that nobody had before we came. That only Chukwu Abiam is worthy of praise. Because of who you are. Leave other people to worship their own God. That is their business. You have a direct covenant with God. As a male child born in the bosom of Biafra land, as soon as you are circumcised, the Bible said it, on from that very second, you are one with God. And then somebody will come and tell you, you don't know God. How is that possible? Does God change? He never changes. His words are yea and amen, and will live forever. And that's what we are doing. The first commandment, don't have any other God apart from me. That is simply what we are obeying. And with that, we are able to do anything humanly possible. We don't have money, but every assignment that we encounter, somehow, miraculously, we overcome it. We have a caller on Skype. Can this caller hear me? If you can, we are welcoming you to Radio Biafra. Please start by giving us your name and where you're calling us from, if you may, please.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yes, go ahead. But there is still a very serious static on your line. I don't know why that is the case.
I can hear you.
But I can hear you very well as well. But there is this thing, I see if you're in a place where there's Injinoka, where they're grinding in an cornmeal.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you, but there is static on your side, sir. Can you hear me? Hello? There is a very annoying and irritating static coming from his end. I pray and wish he can call us back. And we have a caller on the line. He has been waiting for a very long time, and I believe one of our guests at Enugu not too long ago. I shall go to him, and I'll ask those of you on Skype to remain where you are. The caller on the phone, you are finally through to us and to the rest of the world. This is Radio Biafra, please. You will commence by giving us your name and where you're calling us from this very fine evening.
My name is Director.
Good evening.
This is Sunday Obala, and I'm calling from Surrey in United Kingdom.
From Surrey in the UK. Thank you. Go ahead.
Yes, and I come from Nimo in Njikoka, Biafra land.
Thank you.
Thank you, Director, and thank you for all our listeners. Director, I want to start by saying that every day I listen to Radio Biafra, I learn a lot. And it's not just learning a lot. I also, after listening, I go on a walk myself to go and research and read and Google or find out a lot of things that has been said, either from our listeners or from the studio itself. And, you know, that equipped me from people who want to debate. You know, it gives me knowledge of what I'm talking. It gives me knowledge to know anything I'm debating on. But, you know, like the job I do is, and I do make contact with so many millions of people in a month due to the job I do. And I always have my Biafran badge on. And most people will ask me, what's that for? Is that my name? I say, no, it's the name of a country. So I haven't heard of it, like you said. I will start explaining to them. And some of them, they knew about Blue Peter. You know, Blue Peter was used to raise money for the children of Biafra. And also, Director, that, you know, that gives me the opportunity to try to read and research about the little town I'm living, which is working. And if you permit me, I want to read. This is about Islam in United Kingdom. Before, I used to think that in Woking, because I know that in Woking is where they have the first mosque in United Kingdom. But when I actually read it from Wikipedia, it was actually the sixth. Formed mosque, the first proposed built mosque in Western Europe. So, and also, another thing I want to say is, from what I've learned from reading, researching this, is Woking had electricity in the year 1890, and they have gas 1891. And the electricity came to my village in 1980. And believe you me, it's getting worse since that 1980.
Of course.
And the only thing I want to say is that the man I met,
what is going on with your line? Oh, well, it's not, wasn't clear before. Please just repeat your last sentence. It wasn't very clear. Your last sentence, please.
Yes, there's a man I spoke with a week ago. He was telling me about what is happening in Nigeria. He knows because he used to work with the security agency. He said what is happening in Nigeria is what the British security know about. And the reason why it will keep happening is because of the British people. Because, like as you said, the ISIS is already there in the United Kingdom. And they know very well that they have links everywhere in the whole world. And for them to safeguard their own country here, they will have to patronize the terrorists, like what they did in 67-70. Instead of helping the Christians, they will have to help the Muslims in order for them to be safe in their own country. Because they know that already, that if the terrorists want to blow down United Kingdom, it will only take them 3 or 4 weeks. Because they're not already, they're living in this country. They're living among us. They're living among the British people, and some of them are British. So for them to live peacefully, they will have to support the Al-Qaeda. They have to support the Muslims all the time. I told you the story about when I was working as a parking attendant, how we were told not to go to mosque when they are praying, but to go on Ash Wednesday or Good Friday when the Christians are going to church to give them tickets. But when the Muslims are on Friday praying, park car everywhere, we were instructed not to go there. But this man did not tell me whether they are doing this out of by force or by choice. Because whether it's by choice, they choose to support the Muslim in order to be safe in their place, or they were forced to do that, he didn't tell me. He told me that what is happening, why Biafra will be suffering, is because they've already had their work on the Biafra. And I asked him, what's that work? He said, because they've given us the Bible. So I want people to pay very attention on this. They have done their work on us by giving us Bible. Which means a Biafra man cannot lay a hand on hands. Now that's who we are, because we accept the Bible. And the reason why the Bible was given to us is because they do not understand our religion. And for them to understand our religion, they will have to give us the Bible they know that and they can control. That's why they give us the Bible. So they know where the Bible is, they know what was written in the Bible. As we are reading it, we are following it. Some of us are sleeping with the Bible. But they know where we are. They know that we cannot carry arms. We cannot be terrorists. But those who are terrorists, they are supporting. Because if they don't support them, they will be under attack in the United Kingdom. Yeah. So this is what this man told me.
Amazing.
And if you look at that, it's exactly what is happening to us. Even when we talk about war, some of us, I don't want to go to war again. Because of that very Bible, that very work that they have done on us by giving us the Bible to mellow our mind. Because they don't know what our religion then was. They don't understand it. So they want to control us with that Bible. They want to know exactly what our religion is. And our religion now is Christianity. And you know, Christianity, if somebody slaps you here, turn the other side. But when you go to Muslim, they don't turn the other side. They even kill you before you slap them.
Amazing.
So it's quite ironic.
It is, of course, it is. It is ironic. Very, very ironic. Very.
You know, yeah. The reason why I read that, about what I researched from the working is there's no town in this Western Europe that has not history. Even the working where I'm living, the name has changed 3 times. If you know about the war, the theme, all happened in working here. But then the name, like people say, oh, we change name from this to that. In Western Europe, as we are, working has been changed their name. They change it from different spelling, they change it from different pronunciation until they got to this working. And some of the names were given by the French conqueror who were living and working here. So people should not just listen to Radio Biafra and just go to bed. and forget about it. Because we're not very good in reading or researching or, you know, but when somebody, this is one of my key points. When I'm arguing with somebody, it's either you believe what I told you or you go and research it, then come back tomorrow and tell me that what I'm telling you is wrong, that you find out. But people will not know what you're telling them. They don't want to know, but they will be blindly argue with you without even researching or trying to know whether this person is telling me the truth. You know, like I said before, I didn't go to school, but, you know, researching, reading is one of the key points that helps. It is very, very important. It is very, very important. And also, like somebody was saying, you know, telling Uchenna for, you know, the other day. For me, the only way to go forward is not by criticizing each other. Because none of us are perfect. None of us are perfect. There's no need to criticize. Like I said, whatever happens, whether I believe what you are saying, director, or I don't believe you, I strongly stand by you. That's nothing else. I cannot stand and say, because you said it, or because I don't like. There's some things that you said I don't like, but it doesn't stop me from believing. There are things that some callers are saying, but it doesn't stop me from believing and following, you know, strongly believing about the cause of Biafra. It's not because somebody says something I don't like, then I will say, oh, because of that, this and that. No, we have to believe in one another, regardless. And another thing I want to say, this might be very, very crucial, director, is about all our coordinators in the whole world. I know some of our coordinators were given the coordinatorship only because they called Radio Biafra and they were told if nobody is there, start coordinating. Some of us don't have leadership quality. Some of us have. You know, I remember what happened in Malaysia with the Ikechukwu Eniagu. Some of you were saying, oh, but we don't know this guy, this and that. But he was the one coming out, and you told him to start coordinating. I believe it's the same thing. Instead of some of our coordinators or some people go behind and start mutualing about, oh, this guy, we don't know him, he doesn't come out, nobody know him. You can talk to each other. Coordinator can know somebody who has a leadership quality and say, no, my brother, because of my work or because of my family, I think you can do this better than me. Can I give you the coordinatorship? You know, it's not about communication.
Please, well, round off for me, please, in 30 seconds, because I have too many people who are on the line. And the next caller, please, only 2 minutes, too many people are waiting to speak. But what you're saying is absolutely correct, and I do concur with it. Sometimes there are some things we cannot do. Imagine me trying to put things together. There are some things that Uchemefo can do, which I can never do. On the engineering side, it's as simple as that. So when it comes to something that you cannot do, you defer to somebody else who is better. I remember, that is one thing I learned from England. I remember when Tony Blair was holding sway in this country politically, some conservatives got together and said, I wish politics was like football. We could have just gone and bought Tony Blair over to the Conservative Party so he can come here and win elections for us. You allow people who can do something better than yourself to do it. That way, you even stand to benefit more. You stand to benefit by things being done properly. That is how it should be done, not the other way around. Thank you very much, my dear brother. Thank you. I thank you for that, for having called us today. There are people waiting on the line, and I must go to one of them, please. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. You have come through to us via Radio Biafra. Via Radio Biafra on Skype. Can you hear me?
Yeah, good evening, director.
Good evening, my dear brother. Please, your name and where you're calling us from, if you may, please.
Yeah, my name is Ifeanyi Chukwu Emmanuel Okoye-Onkike. I'm calling from Barcelona, Spain.
Thank you very much. Thank you, my dear brother. Thank you. Please go ahead.
Yeah, director, I want to make a little contribution. The Bible says there comes a time, there's a time given under the sun for everything. You know, we have a crucial matter we have at hand concerning our struggle. I suggest, maybe just of my own opinion, if we can set aside the 2 days in a week, 1 day should be for all the historical facts about who we are, about the history, you know, about London, about America, about Spain, about wherever. all over the world. We set a day for educating our people and another day for worshiping our God in the, in this platform. And the 5 days, what shall we do? Because we, when in the book of Acts, Paul was preaching to the people and they were pricked when the Holy Spirit fell upon them. They shouted with one voice, what shall we do? The time we are now, look at our people back home. They are crying every day. Any callers now should be, what shall we do to restore our land? Not to tell us the truth. We know we can educate our people in a day or whatever. This is not our solution. But we have we are in a critical condition right now. But anybody who wants to call right now, I'm calling to say, okay, this is what we are going to do to get money. This is what we are going to do. I'm going to volunteer, but I'm going to do this so that we defend our land because we are in a borrowed time. I'm just making a little suggestion. If we can adopt it, if it is good for the Biafrans, because we are in a difficult time right now. We need education. All education we need, we can set it 2 days in this platform to educate our people to worship our God. Do everything. The next 5 days we should be. Our women have raised a critical issue now. You see, so we want to know exactly how we are going to defend our land, our people back home. What are we doing? How to raise money? How to do this thing? This is, for me, this is the most important thing we are facing right now. This is the little thing I want to contribute, Director. And thank you.
Thank you very much. You are not the first person or the second person to suggest this, and it's something we're going to take on board very seriously. They said we should theme, is TH, so it should be pronounced properly. They said we should theme our presentation. We must have something we talk about, either on a daily basis or on a weekly basis. Have it structured along those lines. It's something we're going to start doing from next week. We intend to do that. It's a very good suggestion, and we're taking that on board, especially on Sundays. Anything to do with who we are as children of God, where we are going, our belief systems, our faith, how does that help us to build a better Biafra? We are going to weave that in because we are next to godliness. You remove God from us and we are nothing. We are Biafrans. Yes, the caller on Skype, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Yeah, good evening, sir. Good evening. My name is Oka Steven and I am calling from Dakar, Senegal.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead. Are you one of those that abandoned sheep in Senegal?
Thank God.
Are you one of those that ran away after the rally on the 30th of May?
No, sir. I am one of those that Sister Anneborg were appointed to be carrying us along until we came back in our feet to have a election formally. So I want to thank God on your behalf because he is your pilot, and I believe that there has never been anything that is being kept in his custody that is not safe. And this gave me the reason that you are absolutely safe. And I want to also use this medium to thank anyone who has been diligently and sincerely working for the indigenous people of Biafra anywhere you are in the world, and also those people back home, my sister Rita Anibogo, Choma Malis, Ikechukwu Enyago, Osita, and all the rest of them. Please, I crave anyone that I couldn't remember his name to forgive me and bear with me. Sir, I want you to understand that there is absolutely nothing impossible on this planet Earth for any heart that has determined to put things right. And this made me to believe that no matter anything anyone can frame, no matter how it may be, the truth is uncoverable. You can never cover the truth. And the truth is something everybody anywhere, when you speak it, people will know. And when you lie, people will also know. Sometimes when they don't dispute you, maybe they don't have the time to dispute you. And also, I heard what happened this morning, and God has unveiled his truth. I want to use this medium to call each of us, every of our brothers here in Senegal, that they should try and come out on Friday at Yongolen, upstairs, where we find new that will accommodate any amount of human being that will be there with us. Nothing will stop us because God said we should do this thing. And Biafra is a spirit. When the spirit is in you, no amount of any distraction, any even castigation that will make you to give up, we are not giving up because we are here to stay as long as the truth remains. And anything that we are going to do without truth, sir, me, Oka, my hand will not be there. Because I know my father and his two of his brothers, they followed the truth, they fought the war, they went devotion devotedly, and they came back because they know they are defending their land. And me and my younger brother in Denmark, we are also working for the indigenous people of Biafra because we know this is our birthright. It is Biafra is ours. I don't even know why some people find it very difficult to come out, maybe to contribute. Biafra, I told them in our last meeting that that is my own church. And I go to my church on Fridays, which is our meeting day every Friday. And I urge them to try and put themselves in the best shoes as they do in church. You know, when you go to church, you have to come in the best behavior of your life. This is what I'm urging everybody to also try as much as possible where to try and endeavor to act in like that. Sir, please, I don't want anyone to upset you. And I have been making this promise because I am Biafra born here. The first day Biafra started here, I have never relent. And nothing on this planet Earth will make me to stop. Unless death. And I had a very terrible accident this year. And now I realize why I survived is because of Biafra. God wants me to be alive.
And you will do it.
And it's what God has planned for us, for his work. You know, I don't like eye service. I don't entertain such thing. I like something when you are doing it, it's good for people to speak for you. Good people will always speak for you. I thank that my brother who earlier called this evening to say the truth which we have been perturbed about. I told my fellow executive, you don't need to be worried. Since we are running this issue with truth, me, I am not bothered. If someone could come up and frame such thing and say, if you want to pay, you go to Echo John, where bad people are. They always took people there. You went to Echo John to look for who? We don't have an office there. What are you going to do in Echo John? You know many of us. Why can't you call them? If you call me, I'll give you a receipt, as I've been issuing receipt to people. You know, I want to advise some people who always come to this radio station to cause their family. When you come up here and frame any kind of lies, playing with millions of people, I believe that you are mentally deranged. No matter what that might have been given to you to act in accordance, no, you are deranged. You are indirectly causing yourself. This is where everybody, a lot of people in this world are listening. Good people are listening. Reasonable people are listening. How would you be that foolish to come up in this radio station and be framing lies upon people? Shame will be unto anyone who will have negative intents against this our quest. And sir, I'm still promising you again, we shall never let you down. We know how far you have suffered. We know how you are running around everywhere. What if plane crash occur? Sometimes we have to put himself in your shoe so that he will be able to have mercy upon you and know the best thing he needs you. He knows that when he do it and you there, you will give him credit for that. So me and my fellow people here, the four of us here, we are doing our best. What we can only assure you is our best. But you know, we just started. We are just trying to be as much as we can.
And it will come back again. I hope so. I do pray so that it will come back to what it used to be before. And I thank you very much for that. I wish all of you, the four of you, the quartet in Senegal, the very best. We have a caller now on Skype. Can you hear me? And whilst Ezemba should stay where he is, the caller on Skype, on Radio Biafra 1, can you hear me? The caller on Radio Biafra 1, can you hear me? No, they cannot hear me. They cannot hear me for some reason.
Director, I can hear you.
Are you sure? Go ahead.
Director? Yeah, I can hear you.
Please go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Director, good morning from Malaysia.
And good evening from
Okay, my name is Ojichi Debere Chinyaka from Ejinite Mbise.
Yes, madam.
By God's grace, by Chukwu Abioma, I am the secretary of indigenous people of Biafra in Cherasia in Malaysia.
Yes.
Director, please, I listened to the early morning broadcast.
Yes.
When somebody called from Senegal, I will not say our brother because he didn't behave like a Biafran. He just called from Senegal and starts saying all sort of rubbish. And when he was saying that, you told him, please, after this conversation, please, can you give me the number or the names of the so-called person? Did he give you the name?
No, he did not.
I'm asking you.
No, he did not. He did not. If you're listening to me, he did not.
That person is just playing with the soul, with the blood of 5.3 million Biafrans that died. That person is not a Biafran. He's not a Biafran. He's from the team of Malam Rocha's Shaka Wokorocha.
Shaka Wokorocha.
Yes. I'm telling you the truth. You understand? Those are our brothers in Senegal should fish him off. They should fish him out. He's not a Biafran. That's the bad eggs in our midst.
Thank you very
How can
much.
Someone just come up and start saying rubbish?
I know, it's not very good. We want people to report facts accurately. But the problem is that those of them in Senegal lent some credence to this, because had they not been in disarray after the 30th of May, there wouldn't have been any room or grounds for suspicion of any nature to creep in. That was what happened. And thank you very much, my dear brother, for that. We are here. We are live. We are direct. We have people holding. We must go to them. The caller on Skype, can you hear me now? Ezemba, can you hear me? Can you hear me? Of course, he's listening. He doesn't know that we have come through to him, and we ask him to please try and be agile and be very active. Can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, Director, the great man, I'm hearing you.
Please go ahead. Confirm your name again for the benefit of the whole world listening, please, and where you're calling us from.
Okay, great man. This is Onyeka Shuku Ezemba. I'm calling from Germany. I am from Amokahira, local government, Anambra State. Great man, and let me start by thanking you for the great job you are doing. I have an announcement to make for the indigenous people of Biafra in Germany. I want to tell all the committee, the finance committee, we have said already, we need to know their report, what they have been doing. I hope they are listening now. And also the planning committees, we want to know if they have started already. We want to know their development as well. And our security squad, please, don't forget you have a meeting on Friday. It's very important, and be at alert, because I don't need to call your names. You know yourself. So on Friday, please, on Friday, don't fail. Our security squad, please, Friday, don't fail that you have a meeting. Then, Director?
Yes.
I thank you very much. I have really not much to say. I want to give people a chance to continue. I appreciate the wonderful work you are doing. Thank you very much, great man.
Thank you. And God bless you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
We have another caller on Skype. Can this caller hear me?
This is Radio Biafra.
Yes, I can hear you, Director. Are you talking to me?
I'm talking to you, please.
I'm talking.
What is your name and where are you calling us from?
My name is Obin Nandive. I'm calling from Turkey. This is my second time I'm calling Radio Biafra.
Thank you very much. What is happening in Turkey after the 30th of May? What happened? You're from Anambra. What is happening in Turkey? The Biafran family in Turkey, what is their problem?
I'm only 6 months here in Turkey.
Okay.
Yes, I was here during the time of that May 30th.
Yes.
But that May 30th, I was not in Turkey present. Okay. I went to Nigeria.
Okay, go ahead, please. Go ahead. Yeah. The world is listening. Go ahead.
Yes. What I want to contribute, I've been listening to Radio Biafra since I come to Turkey.
Yes, go ahead.
Radio Biafra, I've been listening and...
What is happening? No, we've lost him. We know we are in phase two. We need to buy weapons, and after everybody has been told how much to contribute, they started running helter-skelter. That's the problem. Let's go back to the line. Can you hear me now? Are you back with us?
Hello. Yeah. Yes. Yes. I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear loud and clear. Yes, we can. Go ahead.
Okay. Since I've been listening to Radio Biafra, I've been trying my best, even when I go to church here, Catholic Church, where I do service on Sunday. I talk to people about Radio Biafra, even when I go out in the street, where I, like when I go to the market, I tell people about Radio Biafra. I've been trying to convince people about Radio Biafra, but what exactly I'm trying to say is, about Biafra is not something you keep talking to people. Anybody who is born Biafra, yes, when you say anything about Biafra, he will ask you. You don't have to be the one telling him about Biafra. That is one thing I believe. A lot of our people, like somebody said before, that most of our people are foolish and very stupid. And one of my brother here started saying something that lady is so stupid to make such comment. But what I'm telling him is, our people are very foolish. The reason I can tell you that our people are very foolish is you see Igbo man building industries, building buildings, four-story building, five-story building, building all kind of house in North, in Lagos, everywhere. But you cannot see him build a beautiful house in Igbo land. You cannot see him build an industry in Igbo land. I'm the last man to make any investment out of any Igbo land. Even if I have trillion, I have money and I don't know what to do with it again. I will not even make investment in any other Igbo village, Igbo town, anywhere except my village. If I have billions, I will build everything in my hometown, Aguleri, where I come from. Because of this Biafra issue, I have decided that I will not stay outside anymore. I am planning to arrange myself and go back to Nigeria and go back to my Biafran land. I'm not staying in any part of Nigeria. I'm staying in my hometown, in my Biafra land. That is where I want to go back and stay. I also encourage every Igbos in outside, to go home. Everybody needs to go home. Last time, earlier this month, on the 1st, I was in my hometown this month. I can tell you a story. I meet about two of my friends. They stay in my village in Aguleri, where I come from. Two of them, they have built a house, they have money, they are living good in the village. You call it village, but me, my hometown is not village. But I'm telling you, they are not staying in Onitsha, they are not staying in anywhere. They have handwork, they are doing well, they are doing very well. You can tell them, you can say they are staying in the village, but they are living well. So I'm telling you, even those in outside that stay in Europe, they don't have anything in Nigeria. The idea of walking up and down, going up and down, they don't have anything in Biafra land. So they have to go back. Everybody should stop running away from Biafra land. Everybody should go back. This is the advice, what I'm telling every Biafran. Every Biafran have to go back to Igbo land. That land is blessed. People are doing well there. And you are staying outside, saying you are in Europe, you are in America. You are not doing anything. You have nothing. You have nothing. So I'm advising all Biafran to try and go back. You see people in Malaysia, they are killing our people there, putting them into jail. And you see some people there, they stay there. Like I can tell you what happened before, when there is 2010, when there was a political crisis in Cote d'Ivoire. I was in Cote d'Ivoire. And you know what happened? Before that crisis starts, before it was too high, I moved out from Cote d'Ivoire. I have friends. I was telling them, my friend, this war is going to get more hot than this. My friend said, no, nothing is happening. And you see people running away from that Cote d'Ivoire, and I can tell you, I see more than 100 Igbo people going back to that land. There was fighting in the country, and that place is not your country. And you see people moving from Biafra land, running to where there is war. sometimes I wonder, I begin to ask myself, what is pursuing us from our home? What is pursuing us from our home? Where are we? Why are we going? Why are we trying? Even Igbo man can sell everything they have just to travel outside. That is rubbish. That is foolish. You see, Igbo man, you see, there's a lot of people who have money, and you are talking about Biafra, how to contribute and get Biafra. They are saying nonsense. They are saying nonsense. Somebody is telling me, you have, because you have money, because you have built a house in Nigeria, him is hustling to build a house before he will talk about Biafra. That person is foolish. Okay. Because you have built a house, you have built a house in Nigeria, you are telling me that we should go to Nigeria. This is that I want to make money first. I say, you are very foolish. You are born, and the person is a good person. I say, okay, look at Enugu, look at our. These people are people who have Hausa blood in them. No, I say, okay, no, my no, friend, I don't need to tell you anything.
Enugu is our capital. It is our capital and the holiest. It is the holiest piece of land in the whole world. Enugu is. So it is where it is for very strategic reasons. That is why the Europeans chose it to make it. The British chose it as their headquarters to run that part of the world. It is the holiest place you have on this very earth, Enugu, for that matter. We have proof. It is called Ugunso. It's been answering that very name for thousands of years. Ugunso, before even the Bible came, we are holy people. Thank you very much, my dear brother. I love your zeal and your enthusiasm. You must continue to prophesy and to testify the name of this Biafra, which we preach here on this very platform of Blessed Day. We are moving inexorably towards the end of our program today, and we must thank each and every one of you for having joined us, those of you that rang, those of you who will call us tomorrow morning. We are here to take your calls, your views, your suggestions, your ideas are welcome all the time. Once you call us, we are duty-bound to take your call. You must not be afraid to call Radio Biafra, because your views will be put out in the open and the whole world will be able to hear it. Please, once again, we must continue to thank each and every one of you, those that support the work that we are doing, because it is for you that the kingdom of this very God on earth, Biafra, is made up of. Let's take our very last call for the day. If we can hear us, the caller on the phone, if you can hear me, please, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, please. What is your name and where are you calling us from? You are live to Radio Biafra and the whole world is listening.
My name is Hanif Okaf.
Okaf, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Zafala State in Biafra land. I'm calling from Enugu, Nkanu local government.
Nkanu local government. Are you in Zamfara now or are you at Nkanu in Enugu? Where are you calling us from this very minute?
Hello?
Where are you calling us from now? From Zamfara or you at Enugu? Where are you calling us from?
From Zamfara State. From Zamfara State.
You're from Zamfara State. Please go ahead. We are listening. The whole world is listening. This is Radio Biafra. Go ahead.
Sir, I want to know in this second phase, the preparation. I talk of this in Amazon, but they have not mentioned of, some food and, because when we are about to, war, we are trying to arrange some things. But I have not seen somebody call that they are arranging some, something like a food there, because when we're back into a war like this, there's no point of, start looking for the food and less of it. So any...
His line gave us a sign and now... He is no longer able to speak to us, but we have come to the end of today. We understand what he's saying. All those preparations, we cannot come and tell you on the air now. It is not possible. People are calling us. I don't know. Maybe the temptation to get calls are there. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? I said the last caller was the last caller, but you have made it on time. Your name, please, and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. Very briefly, please, in 2 minutes.
Good evening, Director.
Good evening, my dear brother.
Yeah, my name is Francis Odin. I'm calling from Togo.
Francis from Togo, please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, Director. And I just came back from Nottingham last week.
Yes.
Yeah, I have been hearing about this land, indigenous people of Biafra, yes. And I was happy.
Thank you very much. You know, go ahead. What would you like to say? Go ahead. We are listening. The world is listening. Go ahead.
Last week, I've been going to the market to tell people about the indigenous people of Biafra.
Yes.
It's like they knew something to them.
Yes. Go ahead.
So I go to market to enlighten them about IPOB, and it is like none of them is aware of what is happening.
Yes.
So I try and do my best to see that I bring them together and to make a community here. So I just want to let you people know I'm still around, although I don't normally stay permanently here. Sometimes I used to go back to UK. But I make sure that the little time I stay here, I will make sure that I open a community here of IPOB.
Yes. That is a very good idea. We already have a community in Togo, and they are also on Facebook. Perhaps you can join them and see how you can enhance the work they are already doing. I think that would be the best way to proceed. We already have a family in Togo. All you need to do is to find them and see how you can help them even grow further. I think that is the best thing to do.
I don't know the coordinator, but I went around to go around to ask them who is their coordinator there, so that they don't know that IPOB is... It's running in this Togo. So I want to make sure
we are in Togo. Even a sister is there as well in Togo. And I do have her details. What I want you to do is to go to Biafrans in Togo on Facebook. Since you're calling us through Skype, you must have access to Facebook. Go to Facebook, type in Biafrans in Togo. Under Radio Biafra, of course, and you will see them there. You will be able to ask to request or inbox them to say, this is who I am. I am in Togo. How do we meet? What do we do? And then they'll be able to contact you.
Because I came down with a flyer that we did in Nottingham, and also my T-shirt and my brooch that we use on the 30th of May. It's like a strange thing. Most of even one man told me that he has an army, Biafran army number. If we will compensate him, I say yes. We will shall compensate him. Let him keep the number, and let me see what we can do. So I'm very much appreciated to go around tomorrow to make sure that I meet all the people that is involved, and then let's start a community. And I give them some things, like the flyer that we use in Nottingham, and also they will see a sample of the T-shirt.
Yes, that is a very good idea, and that is exactly what we're going to do. Please go to Biafrans in Togo on Facebook, inbox them, write to them, tell them who you are, get the names of the people there, and then you're home. Or alternatively, you can come to Radio Biafra London, also on Facebook, and say, I am in Togo. These are my contact details. I want to meet my family members who are in Togo. That is the best way to do it. And they will be able to take good care of you. Thank you very much for calling.
Thank you, Director.
Thank you, my dear brother. Thank you very, very much. This is Radio Biafra. We thank you once again for having listened to us this very fine evening. And also, we are reconvening 7 a.m. tomorrow morning, wherever you are on this planet. Never forget that we are ceaseless. Our quest is very noble. We are here to get Biafra, nothing more, nothing less. That is why this same Biafra, as we have demonstrated today, is our religion. Here on Radio Biafra is where we must and should continue to worship, because Chukwu Abiama is our God. This same God of ours will bless, guide, sustain, nurture, keep each and every one of you safe, and your families, of course. But more importantly, this same God, Chukwu Abiama, will definitely bless Biafra. I thank you once again from the bottom of my heart, and I say to you from here on this very fine evening, good evening.
triumphant from all our foes.